Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Tonight, man. Episode motherfucking 105. Over 10,000 downloads and plays. You understand what I'm saying? We going hard. We doing our thing over here, K100. They talking about us. They may be hating on us. It's a grain of salt, nigga. It's a grain of salt. Alright? Welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966 is the number to call into the show. Once again, 347-934-0966 is the number to call into the show. I want to welcome everybody to tonight's episode, episode 105 of K100 Internet Radio. Yes, I said episode 105 as in 105. Yeah. I know some of you motherfuckers thought I was going to quit, didn't you? You're not rocking with Blizzard, the realest and the trillest. BTR host around this motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying? I go hard. I keep it 100. That's the theme of the show. For everybody that don't know that may be tuning in for the first time, welcome. If you are there, www.land at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. If you are to listen to me via the internet, thanks. If you listen to me on the phone line, thanks. If you listen to this as a podcast that you downloaded from the iTunes store or from the website, thanks. I got love for you. I'm fucking with you. My peoples, man, we're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to get back to some old men, women type shit. Tend to be my popular shows. I'm bouncing around. I'm a little upset tonight about the turnout of the elections. Today is November 3rd for episode 105. And yesterday, the Republicans took back Congress and a lot of motherfucking happy punk ass Tea Party motherfuckers around here. A lot of punk motherfucking dingo vote. As if really you really had something that was that important, nigga. That you couldn't go vote. Kill yourself. I'm a little perturbed by that. I'm just trying to lighten the mood. Because all day on Facebook, everybody been bitching and complaining about the Democrats losing and the Republicans taking back the House and shit. And I mean, I'm mad about it. You feel me? I'm a little upset about it. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, hey, where are we at that we haven't been before? You know what I'm saying? We've been here before. You feel me? One thing about it, like Obama said, he's going to be a vetoing motherfucker. It's still going to take him 2 years. 2 years. That they still got to deal with that man. Now, he may not be able to do shit, but at least for the next 2 years, they punk ass ain't going to be able to do shit. What can you say? Excuse me. Hold on. Maybe I need to take a sip of this Ciroc. Coat my throat. Damn you, Puffy. So scrumptious. I'm hooked on Ciroc. I am. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I want to welcome everybody to the phone lines. You feel me? Everybody that's going to be dialing in for K100 Internet Radio today. Thanks for tuning in. You feel what I'm saying? We're going to be talking about, like I said, episode 105. You dig? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Now, I've already had the episode called Just a Friend, not to be confused with Why Can't We Be Friends? Two totally different topics. Don't nobody call up here saying, Blitzman, didn't you have this show? Motherfucker, I am the host. I know what the fuck I said. Jesus. What the hell is wrong with you? Kill yourself. Or mash yourself. Welcome everybody that's on the phone lines. You feel me? My lines are filling up. Let me go ahead and remind you. Need I remind everybody that I am on Facebook. I am on MySpace. You feel what I'm saying? Make sure you check the kid out on both of those for the K100 show. You understand what I'm saying? MySpace.com/K100Radio. If you're on Facebook, go to do a Facebook search and do the search for K100, and you'll see the middle finger. That's us. Yes, that's us. Sound the alarm, motherfucker. Sound the alarm. I got 10 gigs of sound effects over here. It's never going to get old. Never! Welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966 once again is the number to dial into the show. Alright? If you're an artist and you know somebody that's an artist and you want to get your music played on K100, the email to the show is k100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100, and radio. All one word together. k100radio@gmail.com. Send me your song in the MP3 format, not Wave, not Windows Media, MP3 format. Make sure it's some good music. Of course, we know the drill if it's whack. But I've yet to have to flush anybody's shit. I have supported all the artists that have sent me in music. Once again, my show is a talk/music show. So I do more talking than music, you know what I'm saying? But I will grant artists interviews and play music. I don't play the big names. Got a lot of people that's telling me I should play the big names, but if you ain't finna put up no sponsorship money, shut the fuck up. You wanna sponsor K100? You wanna start making some fucking decisions around this bitch. Until then, shut up! Shut up! But if you wanna invest in K100 and become an investor, then I'm open to suggestions. Moving right along, Facebook, MySpace, look us up, iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, do it now. All right, episode 105. Why can't we be friends? We're going to be talking about, I had the show, first of all, because somebody had hit me today earlier, like, yo, Blizzard, didn't you already have this show about... You know what I'm saying? Being friends, can guys and chicks be friends? Listen, damn it. Pay attention, class, okay? Pay attention. This show is not about friends of the opposite sex or other friends being cool with each other. We already had that show. I know that. This show is about when you're in a relationship or you married, a serious relationship or married, should you have single friends? And I'm going to go ahead, after I take another sip of this scrumptious Ciroc and cranberry. Damn you, Puffy. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. You feel what I'm saying? And get this thing crack-a-lacking. Welcome everybody that's on the phone line. I guess my lines will fill up. I had a crunk show yesterday, man. You might want to go download episode 104, Reparations and Welfare. Do that. Phone lines was blowing up, and I was glad, man, because I thought a lot of people weren't going to call in for that show. It was a more serious topic. Today, I'm going to have a little fun and play around with the ladies and the fellas and just talk a little bit of shit, K100 style, about a issue that might not be as divisive, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we can have a two-hour show, a conversation, and play some music with this. Yeah, we can get away with that. We can get away with that. So I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show and let you know what I'm talking about, all right? 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. If you're listening to me on the internet, make sure you hit me up. So here we go. Episode 105. So I was talking to a married person I know. Side note. This is not about you. And when I say you, that's all you motherfuckers, okay? All of my married friends, all of my friends in relationships, this is not about you. Seems to be that people think when I say something about married people, they misconstrue it and twist it and make it seem as though I was talking about them. So I'm giving a disclaimer. is not about you or your household or your family or nothing. It's entertainment. All right. So I was talking to this mad person, and they said they don't want their spouse to hang around single people. Okay. To them, it didn't make sense because they are living, quote, and I'm quoting the person, but it's not you, but I'm quoting this person. They live two different lifestyles, unquote. That's the dumbest shit I ever heard. So I was addressed it on K100. First of all, a married person is going to have to interact with single people in all aspects of life any damn way. All right? From work to family, they will inevitably be around single people in a social capacity. And so the friends are going to come. Once again, people, you can't stop married people from hanging around the single people. You just can't do it. Can't do it. Won't work. Single people everywhere. They're like roaches. Okay? To add to that, if you're a cheater, if you're a hoe, first of all, this is the K100 official hoe sound. For those of y'all don't know, it's the K100 official hoe sound. If you're a hoe or a cheater, and no one else can influence you to cheat if you really don't want to. If you're a hoe or a cheater, you're going to do that. It's like saying rap music makes you act a certain way. And we all know where I stand on that fucking issue. Kill yourself. Blame is Pops, not Hip Hop. Episode something. Look it up. I got 100 of them. 105 of them, actually. So let me get right to the point real quick. All right? The main major question. You feel what I'm saying? Do you think married people should hang out with single people? Why and why not? Okay, so I'm asking you the basic question, and then however you answer it, you tell me why not. Do you think it's a good idea that they hang out, go out together, kick it? If you're okay with it, would you trust them any less when they are out with their single friends? So if you know your friend is going out with a group of people, let's say he's going out with two or three of his homeboys, and those two, three guys, they're married too, vice versa for the women, just insert here, all right? And, you know, when they go out with those two or three guys that you know that's married or whatever, you don't worry or you don't wonder. Your brain don't go into what if or maybe they are mode as much as you do if you go out with his single friends or her single friends. Now, of course, we're not talking about the opposite sex. Like I said, we already had the Just a Friend episode. And it was a resounding hell no to the having of friends of the opposite sex by the mate. For the most part, everybody that called in for episode whatever it was, I can't remember, you have to look on the show page. I got too many of them. But the name of the episode is called Just a Friend. All right? And there was an overwhelming response on that show of, hell no, I ain't finna let my spouse or my boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever have no motherfucking female or male friend that they hang around. Not gonna happen. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about friends of the same sex from episode 105, all right? Is there a certain place that you feel married people should not go in the first place? I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you're single, you know, you feel like, are you married? You shouldn't be in the club, or you shouldn't, you know, should be home by a certain time. We already had that one, the curfew episode, where we talk about curfews and shit. You feel what I'm saying? Colonel Key just came into the studio. She's from the Facebook page. She just came in, and she got to get headphones and all that and got to get set up. So I'm going to go ahead and finish reading the synopsis so she can get headphones and get all that shit set up so she can sit in on the conversation. She was running a little late, but she said, we've been battling on Facebook all day. So she was like, I'm coming to the motherfucking show tonight. Like, as I'm supposed to be motherfucking scared or some shit. Fuck that. Nigga, bring your ass. And now she here. So we can go at this all night. All right. So, once back to my damn synopsis. Is there certain places that you feel a married person should not go in the first place? What if your spouse, single friends, was going all out of town together? Let's say, a cruise. What's up to all my K100 people? Let's just say, for instance, y'all was all going on a cruise. Would you let him or her go with a group of friends or a group of people of the same sex now, the same sex, if a few of them were single? You know what I'm saying? You got your spouse, whatever, they say they're going out of town with the girls. And a couple of other, you know what I'm saying, you know, a couple of other group of people, you feel what I'm saying? And you know, a lot of them single and shit, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you're going to have to explain why the fuck you ain't taking their ass on the motherfucking cruise. But if you can somehow, some way, wiggle your fucking way out of that shit, you a slick motherfucker, first of all. But if you can, would you let them go out with a whole bunch of single people? Once again, is this a trust issue? Because I've stated numerous times, if they're going to do something wrong, they're going to do it, and who they are around won't matter. If you are single, do you like to hang around married people? It's another question. If you are single, do you like to hang around married people or people in relationships? You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, I have a ABS to that, and I'll get into that. Do they seem a little less fun when you go somewhere like the club with them? Do they seem the same? Do they act the same? If your spouse has a single friend, and you know, keyword people, and you know that motherfucker is a hoe, whether it be a male hoe or a female hoe, if you got a girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, whatever, and they got a friend, and you know that motherfucker is a hoe, does that make a difference in determining the answer to your question? If you are single and you're married and your friend cheats, would you cover for them? Would you lie for your friend? Would you cover for them? All of these questions tonight on K100 Internet Radio. Welcome to the motherfucking show. 347-934-0966. Oh boy, oh my, I'm ready to get to the phone lines. I'm crunk. You feel what I'm saying? Hold on, let me help Colonel Key here get set up with the headphones. You feel what I'm saying? Right. She done brought some motherfucking food and chicken over this motherfucker. I'm about drunk and goddamn hungry.
I'm about hungry and sober.
That's shit. Well, you need to goddamn catch up. You know what I'm saying? You need to motherfucking catch up. Let me get her headphones set up so we can go ahead and go to the phone lines here. You know what I'm saying?
I
wasn't trying to talk about you behind your back because you've been stunting on Facebook all day. So we gonna goddamn. Nah, you with that bullshit. Y'all got them act like y'all can't understand them English. We'll get into that at maybe in the after party. I ain't finna goddamn go through it with you right now, shawty. Damn it. If y'all my friends on Facebook and y'all part of my Facebook group, y'all understand that we had a heated discussion on Facebook today, and we can address that issue after this goddamn show. You feel what I'm saying? And we can get into that because all that y'all act like y'all can't goddamn understand what the hell the nigga was talking about, but that's a whole nother subject. Moving on. Episode 105. We're going to the phone lines. 347-934-0966. Hit the fucking number one if you want to holler at me. First up, we got somebody from the MIA, nigga. 305, nigga. Boss. What it do? Yo, what up, man? Oh, this the homie. This the homie. My homegirl's the old dude, right? Yeah, the homie. Right?
Yeah, what's going on, man? This man V.
Bad Vic, that's right. I was trying to think of your name. I was trying to think of your name because I just became your friend on Facebook, so you got to give me a second. I'm like real super bad with names, nigga. But I get it. And I've been drinking, and I'm on Ciroc. Damn you, Puffy. This motherfucker got me on that Ciroc bad. Look, homie, episode 105. We're going to go ahead and get into the shit. Everybody, welcome everybody that's on the phone lines. They're starting to fill up. We'll get to y'all. Make sure you hit the number one so I know that you want to talk to me. I got the homie from the goddamn MIA on the line. They kind of representing this bitch. Now, first question, dog, do you think married people and single people should hang out, and why or why not?
Yeah, man, they can hang out, but the thing about it is you can't let them have a damn equal share in your relationship. You know what I'm saying? That's the big problem with a lot of relationships. Too many motherfuckers letting outside forces have an equal say. The relationship between you and your gal, not your mama, not your pappy, not your friends, none of them motherfuckers. At the end of the day, it's about what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? And you got to be mature about yourself. Like you said before, if you know that motherfucker's a hoe, male or female, and you married, and you know you liable to do some shit you ain't got no business doing, why put yourself in that predicament?
Now, listen, you're right about that. I will contend that you are right about that. But this is my thing. And this is like I said in the synopsis of the show. If you a hoe, whether you out with a single friend or the other friend, I feel like you gonna do what you do regardless. I don't know.
But
I don't
understand.
That goes back to the same thing too. A lot of people go get married for the dumb shit. People don't respect the vow of marriage no more because people forget it's a convenience thing. They want the image and everything that come with it. If you know you ain't married, if you know you ain't marriage material, don't do the shit. Because the thing is, folks, at the end of the day, you and somebody standing before God, your respective God and your religion, and making a vow and say, I'm going to do right by this man or this woman.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're not ready for that, why the fuck go through?
Because like you just said, a lot of women, a lot of men feel like it's quote unquote the right thing to do. You feel what I'm saying? I know a lot of people who've gotten in relationships because they got such and such pregnant and shit like that, so they want to do the right thing and all. It's a lot of reasons why people do it. And I'm not advocating or saying that you're wrong at all. A lot of people get mad for all the wrong reasons. So that does matter. But if you, as it pertains to the show, if you, one thing about it, man, like I'm like this right here. Nigga, no matter what, if I really don't want to cheat, it ain't shit. My partner can goddamn have four hoes come through every day, nigga, and I can get over there. If I'm really not the cheating type, if I really ain't going to do it, my nigga, I ain't going to do it. I feel like if you're a grown-ass motherfucking person, you need to be able to goddamn, you know what I'm saying, say no. Now, I will contend that if you know this nigga got hoes coming over here and all of them bad and he got four stupid bitches coming over here later on, you might not want to go over there because the temptation is a motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying?
Everybody got
go
tempted.
Everybody
got tempted. It's in the Bible. Play Jesus even got tempted, but he had to fight it. But the thing about it is, at the end of the day, people need to quit bullshitting with themselves and try to blame other motherfuckers for their shortcomings. You a grown-ass man, grown-ass woman, flat bottom line. At the end of the day, you are accountable and responsible for what the fuck you do. That's it. You know what I mean?
You're right. You're right about
that. You know
what I mean? Touché.
You know what I'm saying? That's, you got to call it. Sometimes, folks, you got to call a spade, ace, ace.
Right.
People lie. The what's the word I'm looking for? The trick they self into thinking this is why I did it. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, man, you responsible for what you did. You know what I mean? It's straight up. It's cool to have married friends and single friends together because that's maybe your people from back in the day. But straight up, if you know this person liable to do some shit and you married and you know how your gal or your dude is, why put yourself in that predicament to go over there and get tempted and probably do something?
So what's your What's your official answer? Yes or no?
I think you should. But at the same time, I say you should, but you need to be an adult about certain shit.
Okay.
If you can't handle it, don't be around it.
All right. I'll give you that. Now, what about, are there certain places, these are a couple of added questions, and I'm going to ask everybody the same questions. Are there certain places that you feel married people shouldn't be in the first place? Like they bachelor friends' houses all the time, or at the club, or are there parameters? Are there places that you shouldn't be just because you married? Really?
I'm gonna say it like this, man. As far as like hanging out, everybody need the guys night out. Everybody need the girls night out. That's the thing. Everybody need that time, that little social life. But at the same time, you gotta remember, you are married. You can't do the same bullshit you used to do. You can't keep doing the same shit and expecting a different result. You know what I mean?
All right, you're right about that.
Insanity.
Say what now?
That's the definition of insanity.
What? Doing the same
Keep
thing?
Doing the same thing over and over and expect different results. That's the definition of insanity.
Okay. I agree with that. I haven't disagreed with what he said so far. The next question, moving right along. What if your spouse is single friends? She got some friends, right? And she's single. They're going out of town together. Let's say a cruise. For this example, I'm using a cruise. Let's say they all want to go out of town and they single. And they going on a cruise. Now, you know, Vegas or some shit. What goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. What goes on a cruise, nobody can find out. You know what I'm saying? Now let me ask you, because this is a two-part question. First of all, would you let them go and would you feel a way about it? And second of all, if you got a problem with it, is that a trust issue?
Nah, man. Honestly, I wouldn't even put myself in that predicament to go like that, because the shoe on the other foot, see, that's what kills me right there. Now, I mean, a lot of women will go do what the hell they want to do with their friends, but when the guy try to do something similar, oh, no, it ain't happening. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
There's got to be a compromise with that. Yeah, everybody need their time and stuff, but at the end of the day, you got to make sure you got a good relationship. If you let your gal go off like that, your relationship got to be pimp tight. You got to make sure everything going. But at the same time...
Right. Exactly. Hold on. Let me get some pause. Hold on. I gotta give you applause for that. I gotta give you applause for that. Hold on. Like he said, everybody, pay attention. He said, if you got the kind of relationship, your shit need to be pimped tight, nigga. You need to know that you know that you know that you good if you gonna do that. If you got any kind of doubt, if you got any kind of, if you can't let your single, I mean, if you can't let your woman go out a time with her single friends on a cruise and ball out in Vegas or whatever on a little goddamn trip, it's deeper than just her friends. It's going into your relationship, my nigga, and how you feel about her, how you view your relationship. If you really got a problem with it. That's why I asked the second part of the question. Is it a trust issue? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why
it's
two-part question.
That's the problem now. That's why a lot of relationships fail today. Motherfuckers too goddamn selfish. Everybody is self-centered. Me.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Selfish.
For any relationship to work, folk, whether it be a business relationship or a personal relationship, you got to meet the motherfucker in the middle like the old folks say. You got to meet them in the middle. You got to be some sort of compromise. You can read, you can talk to the old folks, get the wisdom. You can read the Bible, Quran, whatever the hell you want to read. Everything says the same thing. In order for something to be successful and work, you got to have a middle ground, and you can't cross that middle ground. That's
right.
The thing.
If
you ain't got that, you doomed to fail. That's it.
You right about that.
What's the old saying that they say? If you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Yep.
Now let me ask you this. You know what? Matter of fact, you need to make sure that you're here for the after party. You need to make sure you're here for that because I'm addressing some shit that we talk. Did I invite you to the private K100 group page? Are you on that page?
I gotta go back and check. I'm on this.
If not, I gotta make sure I invite you because we had a real mean discussion and you said some things and we're gonna address that whole post that we had in our after party today. So I got two more questions and I'm gonna get to the rest of these damn calls. You feel me? Because I got a lot of people raising their hand already. You feel what I'm saying?
All right, then for sure. I know I was gonna light it up. I'm
right,
gonna say
right.
What I got to say. I'm a vet.
Right.
You ain't gonna tell me to shut up.
You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute, nigga. I do control the show.
I feel you. Right.
I'm fucking with you, man. No, I got love, man. I'm not an arrogant ass host that cut people off. Everybody
what?
Know that.
I'm not, nigga. What you talking about? What? I let everybody speak their piece. That's the whole point of my show.
Yeah.
That's why everybody fuck with me. Because they let me, I let everybody talk and get them, even if I don't agree with your ass. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point.
Yeah.
That's the nature of my
shit. You
gotta
agree with it, just respect.
No.
Hell yeah, I gotta respect it. All right, now check it. This is the last question. All right. If you were single, now you if you're in a relationship now, whatever, but if you're single, when you were single, did you like to hang around married motherfuckers?
It depends on certain things. Not always. Most of the time, that's just like the old saying, every fall plays its own part. Everybody want to be around their own. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it's cool to hang around. It's not necessarily a bad thing because sometimes if you're around some real marriage folks, you actually can learn something from them.
You're right
about
that. He's full of good ones tonight.
That's one thing. Everybody got something to learn from everybody because I know that's one thing I got myself together to be more better for a relationship because I hung around some good, solid foundation people who just solidified and displayed what a marriage was about. The compromise, the love, the time, the effort, the work put in, everything. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? So it ain't necessarily a bad thing to be around married people. But having said that, you need to say certain folks need to say in their own arena. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
If you know what you're a part of, it's just like anybody else, you know. If you go to a certain place, you want to find somebody similar to you. So you got some sort of common ground to work on. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's all that is about it. Like I said, it works. The street goes both ways. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like
and
it ain't necessarily a bad thing.
Okay. The last question. If you single, right, and you got your
right.
married homeboy, of course. The problem. I'm gonna tell you the problem with this last question right here. First of all, before I even ask any other man or any other body anybody this question, it's one thing to be a respectable person and all that right there, and it's also a code that motherfuckers live by as real niggas. So I'm gonna ask you this motherfucking question. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm gonna ask you this question. If you single and you got a married friend and they cheat, will you cover for them?
No.
You won't cover
for them? No, because see, this is my thing right here. And at the end of the day, you're accountable for what you do. And this is my thing right here, and I had to deal with this stuff in a lot of times. I don't tell on them. But I don't condone it either. Because usually this is what happens, folks. if you give a motherfucker, if motherfuckers, and time reveals all things, what come into light, what's in what come to light. Most people, when they do dirt, you ain't even got to tell on them. They so damn stupid or whatever, they'll eventually hang themselves and put themselves out there and fuck up some way and everything come crushing out. You ain't got to tell shit. No, I mean, all
but the
I
question
do,
is, but the question is, would you cover for them? Like they say, for instance, let me when I ask a question, for instance, everybody, pay attention.
Oh hell no, because
if his wife call your phone and say, well, such and such with you last night, and you know the nigga wasn't, but the nigga be like, nigga, you already know, nigga, you gonna say nah, he wasn't with me.
Hell no, because I don't want that shit on me. Because like I said, man, what you do gonna come back on you. And I've been in that situation before. Motherfucker went out home with another gal, ain't gonna put my name in the shit. And then, like, expecting me to be as his boy, be like, oh, girl called you, say I was there. I'm like, nah, folks, you did what you did. Why you trying to drag me into your shit, trying to fuck mine up? I got a reputation. You know what I'm saying? My reputation is everything. My shit is rock solid. You can count on me. My shit is flawless. So why you going to fuck up my good name with you? You know what I'm saying? Misery little company. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. I understand that, but
ain't no but. You just
hold
saying
on.
It because you.
I have to. You're right. I have to, in fact, disagree. You know what I'm saying? If that's my motherfucking nigga, you feel what I'm saying?
If you gotta do all that, you don't need to be
first
damn
all,
cheating.
First of
that's
all,
that's my whole thing. See, that's what I'm saying about.
No,
what are you talking about? Hold on.
People try to.
Listen. What I'm saying. I understand. Listen. I understand. I respect what dude is saying. I respect what he's saying. He like, nigga, my reputation is rock solid. If I say it's whatever. And I understand. I get that. You feel what I'm saying? But I got friends that I've been friends with since yay high.
So
you feel what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
I know, not my shit or whatever. And the question is not about me. The question is if it was my friend.
I'm saying, period. Even
what do you mean?
And you know what?
Another reason why I don't do it, because I learned my lesson from that shit a long time ago. Because I had some friends who was out there hustling, and they expected me to cover for them, and I almost got caught up in some shit. So because of that,
you talking about two totally different things. He talking about the street. He talking about the game. And he talking about something for your
wrong is wrong. Wrong is wrong, man.
It's the same.
This is the thing about me. I'm going to say it, and I don't care what nobody say about it. I respect the sacred oath of marriage. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Just straight up. You know what I mean? I mean, it's one thing out there, you doing that junk when you single, but when you put that ring on your finger, that's when God come into effect, dude, and I can't go against God. It's hard enough to account for the stuff I already do already in everyday life. You know what I mean? I can't have that burden on somebody else like that. At the end of the day, man, you accountable for what you do. That's the way I see it. I mean, cats don't agree with what I say, but I'm standing my ground. This is me. But this is me.
One thing about it, dog, I'm going to give you props now. Hold on. Before I goddamn shoot you. Maybe it's because, you know what I'm saying, we might be different kind of niggas or whatever. You know, I might have been, my life's walk has dictated how my mind frame is and all kind of shit, even though I've elevated.
I mean, I ain't even gonna lie, man.
I will not fuck one of my partners up if I can help it.
He fucked himself up. That's what
the whole point. Cats just try to involve you and say, oh, that's my people,
yeah.
So I'm gonna get you involved in it. Like, they don't always work that way. A friend won't put you in no fucked up situation from the jump.
Oh, for real. I'm not gonna put my friend in no fucked up situation.
And also on top of that too, I've had situations where I covered for my boy and his gal came up and just straight up fussed and cussed at me like I did the jump and tried to put hands. I'm like, whoa, you need to chill with
that.
You got
that.
A problem with him. You need to go address that motherfucker.
I can take that. If my homeboy girlfriend find out that I lied about some shit trying to come for my boy, I'm going to be like, shit, that's my nigga. What you thought I was going to do? You know what I'm saying? What kind of nigga I am, though?
And that's why.
You know what I'm saying? What kind of nigga? What you thought I was going to do? Tell my homeboy?
But then
no.
You'll be the friend
no.
that the girl
I'm
don't want
do
him
it.
To hang around just for that.
Because I won't tell on him?
Because she know. Because
and another thing, too, fool, you got to realize, no matter what you do, good or bad, these gals going to stick together.
And we should. That's why we need to stay together. I know they're going to stay together, nigga. That's why we need to stay together.
You fuck up one damn time, dude.
Man, listen.
You even tell another damn girl, fuck your whole shit up.
Man, listen, man. I know they're going to stay together 100. That's why we got to stay together.
I understand that, too.
We got to stay together because they're going to stay together.
I understand that, too. You're right. But me, I'm the type of person, man, I ain't taking no downfall from nobody else bullshit.
What downfall are you taking? What downfall are you really taking?
Because some shit happens real, it's going to be on you because you said out there a bad lie about it.
Exactly, because this is the thing. People ain't playing about their hearts no more.
They don't play about you a
People saying this shit. These women out here, man, don't you watch these shows and movies and shit? These women will fucking murk you.
I seen Snap.
These women ain't playing about their hearts. That's some dudes that won't play about their hearts.
Did you know what? I tell you what.
Because it's a tough world.
Can we have a compromise?
If
you've been friends with this nigga since high school, you still gonna do the same thing.
They wouldn't put you in a situation.
That's pretty much what I'm saying. Because that's the thing. I had a friend who did that to me twice. First, it was over a gal. The second time, it ended up being he out there doing something hustling, ain't got no business doing. I'm like, twice you put me up in a fucked up situation. You supposed to be my folk, man.
Listen, you come holler at me from the jump and tell me, and maybe
I can work with some junk with you.
Hey.
But when you just straight up just throw some shit on me, fuck that.
I done told you, man. I done told you on the second half of that the statement. I'm fucking with you. I'm not gonna do no nigga time. Period, point blank.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing no nigga time. I tell every nigga I fuck with, if I fuck with you on anything of the sort, nigga, I'm not doing your time, nigga. Off top. You feel what I'm saying? So that I get. That's a whole other code and creed. And don't say.
Yeah, but this is another thing I'm saying though.
It's the same.
Back in the day, because like I said, a couple people fucked it up for everybody. Because back then I was like, yeah, I got you no matter what. But then it got to a point to where cats weren't even coordinating shit with me. It just automatically they got it. They done told this girl all types of damn shit. They done told her damn novel about where they was at, and then they expected me to remember every lie they told. Looking at me, I'm like.
See, there you go.
Came to that's me from the jump
point.
And coordinate with me.
I can't remember your
lie. Had this shit up. It's hard enough
to
remember my damn lie. I gotta remember your shit.
Thank you. Who does that? When they do that?
Because the thing is, when you lie, you gotta cover that lie with that lie, with another lie. You gotta cover that lie with another lie. But every lie you tell, you gotta tell five lies. Remember that lie, and then you gotta remember the shit.
Damn, goddamn it, he was here with me, and quit calling my goddamn phone. That's all I gotta tell you. Stop calling my phone. I said the nigga was over here. I ain't gonna keep going back and forth like I'm him.
Whatever.
He can go back and forth with the whole. I'm hanging up after. Was he there? Yeah, he was here. Moving right along. You know what I'm saying? I'm hanging the fuck up. But I understand what you're saying. You know what? I gotta give you props though, dog. You got some real integrity about yourself, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I understand that. You feel fuck you, Key. You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Fuck your ass.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I do got integrity.
But
I'm not
gonna
regret my motherfucking partner to his motherfucking old lady. Pure point blank, nigga. I ain't finna do it. Now, all my motherfucking homeboys, old ladies, might listen to this episode and be like, you can't hang with Blue no more. Well, goddamn it, whatever.
That's why they're
real niggas. If they're real niggas, they still gonna hang with their motherfucking partner. Cause
yeah,
I ain't finna push them to fuck no hoe, but I ain't finna tell them if they fuck another hoe either. I'm not finna do it, nigga. Now, me and him differ on that. I agree with everything you said up until that point. And that's where we gotta part ways, homie. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's it.
It is what it is, man.
Well,
like I said, a couple other folks fucked it up for everybody, and I got tired of getting thrown under that bus, man.
I said,
it's one thing you coordinate with me and say, all right, I'm going to tell you this, and we're going to do that.
Right.
And then that way I can rehearse and get my shit straight so I can let it flow like water. But these cats was out there going out doing dirt, telling novels and stories and fairy tales, and they come back to me like I'm supposed to know. I'm like, You ain't coordinate with me, so why the fuck I'm gonna come
to you? Nah, hold on.
You
hey, dog, hold on. That right there. Now, listen. One thing about that right there, my nigga. I'm gonna straight up. I see my homie from the 904. I'm gonna get to this nigga because he probably got some shit to say. He gonna be on deck next. And I see my homie T. Lewis. I see you Shay. I see you Keisha. I see you LL. I'm gonna get to everybody. I'm coming down the line, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? But check this out. I will agree. Where I will stop short. Where we part ways is, I went to the left, you went to the right, but nigga, I goddamn swerve over to the right for you, my nigga. Real talk, when a nigga don't call and at least pre-warn you about that fuck shit. When a nigga goddamn old lady just pop up on the phone like, goddamn it, such, where was such, and nigga, he done lied and told her he with me, and this nigga ain't even called and told me that he said that shit, and I'm supposed to just read this nigga mind? Oh, nigga, now that right there, I got a problem with you, nigga. We got an issue right now, nigga, because nigga, how the fuck you gonna throw me like that down? At least let me know, nigga, you what the fuck you got going on. Now you my motherfucking yeah. nigga. I'ma look out. But nigga, don't throw me under the motherfucking bus all in like that. I don't like. That
exactly.
I do be hot.
And then have
I can
her cussing me out, calling me all types of bitches and motherfuckers.
Right.
And
I can
then,
understand that.
You know
I
what I mean? Then when I need
yeah.
your help on something, you looking at me
right.
crazy, man. You know what? Me and no
right.
bad.
She
man.
Can't help you.
Tanisha, me and Tanisha on bad terms. I ain't trying to get no more shit, man. Like, yeah, cuss me out for you. And now you can't help me out, man.
Right.
Thought you was my fault.
All right. Let me go ahead to the rest of these lines. My line's blowing up, man. Everybody probably
all right, folks, do what you got to do, man.
You know what I'm saying? We've been on the call about 20 minutes.
Yep.
But he
yep.
has a lot of valid points. I know people are going to agree with you. A lot of the women is, but I got to go to the lines. All right, stay on the line, though. All right.
There's some men that know how to act too quick, saying
man, what
only
the fuck
women.
Ever. You know what I'm saying? I say I respect the brother character and all that shit right there. We just disagree with that particular question. Damn it. Okay, homie, stay on the line. All right, I'm going to my homie from the 904. Then I see T. Lewis. And then I see Shay, and I see Keisha. Hopefully, Ella can call back. Or I see Ella, she jump back on. Mike G, what's happening, homie? Mike.
What's up, man?
What's going on, man? What's going on? That was a long call, but I respect the homie's opinion about everything he said. And I was there with him up until the very end. You know what I'm saying? Of course, T's over here want to give him applause and praises. And I respect him. I respect
yeah.
his attitude. You know what I'm saying? I understand what he's saying. I get what he's saying. I dig what he's saying. But I will
yeah.
not. I will not. And we'll get to the question when I get to you. I will not tell on one of my partners. You feel what I'm saying? I will not jam them up and be my partner.
You might as well just don't answer the phone if they old lady call.
Well,
me.
I mean,
just don't even answer.
Oh, y'all slick motherfuckers ain't gonna call from y'all phone. And why the fuck I got his old lady phone in my phone? How the fuck I know who it was? I answered the goddamn phone.
How she got your number then?
Oh, nigga, that's because y'all women. Y'all got the fucking number. Y'all know the fucking number. Because y'all, nigga. That's how y'all got. Anyway, Mike, what's happening, homie?
Yeah, what's up,
episode motherfucking 105, you did. Why can't we be friends? I had it just a friends episode, but this is not the same thing. Tonight we're talking about can single people and married people be cool. You feel what I'm saying? Please don't go nowhere
yeah.
if you're on the line. I want to make sure I talk to everybody, all right? I'm going to get you as quick as I can. You feel what I'm saying? Now, Mike, first question is, do you think married people and single people should hang out? Should be hang out and be friends and kick it?
Yeah, man, anybody can be friends, but, you know, I don't know. It depends what kind of person it is, you know?
It depends on what kind of person.
I don't know if I want my wife hanging around some loose-ass chick, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you jumped all the way down to my last question. Does it matter if she's a hoe? And, you
it
know,
always
does
matters.
That make a difference?
Yes, it does.
Well, how the fuck do
yeah,
you know?
Hell yeah.
Because because you heard your homegirl or your dude, you done heard them talk about the friend, you done heard them mention stuff, so you know if they're a hoe or not. You know the type
of person. And I'm about to let all the females know, let them know something. If you let your nigga go to Las Vegas, you stupid. That
whoa,
ain't no motherfucking
whoa,
friend time.
Whoa,
that
whoa,
ain't
whoa,
no goddamn
whoa,
friend
whoa,
time.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Wait a minute.
True.
Hold on. No, he ain't. Because
that
I'm actually
you stupid as hell. If you
now,
think a nigga ain't going to, either you got that type of relationship or
well,
you just stupid to think that.
That
I don't give a damn what that nigga tell you.
What the fuck you mean?
Because that's what y'all go there to do. Y'all
man,
go anywhere.
Hold on, stop. Stop right fucking now. Wait a minute. Now,
well,
I'm talking about you. And everybody who knows who you is, I'm talking about you. Now, disclaimer, cut off for a second. I'm talking about you, my friends, you. Yes, y'all. I got two sets of friends. And me and the fellas, we supposed to be all going to Vegas soon. And them, and they married and shit, and they wives and stuff, they all went to goddamn Las Vegas not too long ago. Some of the people in the goddamn group were single, could have did whatever they wanted to do. And some of them was married. They went out there, and there was no motherfucking problems and issues. They let their mother, it all depends on their relationship. They let their woman go out to goddamn Las Vegas. And
no.
we, the guys, are going to go out to Las Vegas.
Wait, you saying that's different.
It better not be no motherfucking problem. Now, goddammit, call your wife and tell her to call the fucking show if it's going to be an issue. But it better not be because your motherfucking asses just went to Vegas your damn self.
We got motherfuckers.
So that I'm going to fuck. Goddammit, if you can goddamn take your motherfucking
ass. Nah. We're going.
Tell them to call the show. You know the fucking number. Tell them to call it right now. We ever got a fucking problem. And now I'm talking about you, friends. Y'all. Everybody listening. Y'all. You know what the fuck I'm talking about? Call the fucking show. Now I'm talking about y'all. Because this nigga done said some crazy shit.
That ain't crazy.
Why the fuck it ain't crazy?
That shit ain't crazy, nigga. You know that shit real.
Nigga, that ain't real. And that's why we going, and that's why they going too. Period, point blank. And there ain't gonna be no problem.
If they coming, that ain't. No, you talking about something totally different. You bringing your girl. That's different. And they do their thing. You do their thing. Nah, that's different. I'm talking about if my homeboy says, "Hey, let's go to Vegas." You know what I'm saying? And I would expect my wife to be like, "Hell no." I wouldn't say, "Oh man, you just being like this and that."
Not if you let her go. I don't give a fuck what you heard about Vegas.
I don't give a fuck what I
told you. If your motherfucking black ass just went to Vegas with you and your girls and some other single motherfucker, kill yourself. I'm going and it better not be. My phone better not blow up the whole time I'm there. Moving right along. Now I'm about
to. That's why you single, nigga.
Disclaimer. Disclaimer back on. Because my friends that are not single are going with me. Okay?
Yeah.
Right. All right, then. And they wives. Well, it don't matter. We all going, goddammit. Together without their asses.
And they're going to get on some hoes, nigga. You lying. They ain't going to do nothing. Come on, dog.
Whatever. I mean, I don't know what the fuck they're going to do, but one thing about it, they do it. Ain't gonna tell. You motherfucking right. God damn it. I ain't going to fucking tell if they do. And so, fuck what? Like their homegirl going to come back and tell them if they do some shit. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, now, just turn it back on. I'm off my friends, and I'm back to this shit ain't about y'all. Okay? Just turn it back on. Now. Are there certain places that you feel like married people and people relationships should not have?
Yeah, Vegas.
Vegas.
Freak me.
Miami. I mean, certain places that, you know what I'm saying?
Come on,
I just wouldn't let my girl go down with her girl to certain shit, you know what I'm saying, that I know is just party ass atmosphere,
you know
what I'm saying?
You don't trust your girl then. Do you think your girl is a hoe?
She shouldn't want to go.
Do you think your girl is a hoe?
No, you think you're gonna hold out me, then we don't need to be together. To Miami, a motherfucker, Vegas, nigga, you're crazy as hell.
She ain't gonna go crazy. Oh my God.
That girl don't need to be with me if she's like, "I gotta go with my girls and have girl time in Las Vegas or Miami." And then I'll be like, "Yeah, shit, take your ass. We ain't together." That's me.
I told you some man got some fucking sense.
They got this nigga. I'm ready to kill this nigga. Clearly, this nigga is ill.
This nigga is ill. I'm being real. You ain't got no business in no city like that. Unless you do it on work business, something like that. That's the only motherfucking reason you need to be going to some shit like that. Then, yeah, I trust you. You going with your girls? Fuck no. Because I don't be like, shit. Why can't we go on vacation? You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, she don't want to go with you. It's called girls vacation, motherfucker. It's not goddamn it, girls and me and my dude vacation. That's why you can't fucking go.
He said go somewhere else. He said, why y'all can't go somewhere else?
You don't trust? You think your girl at home, Mike? Yes, no question. Do you think she's at home?
It ain't about that.
What the fuck you mean ain't about that, Mike?
Hey, it's about mutual respect. And I would understand thoroughly if she was like, "Man, why you got to go to Vegas, you know what I'm saying, with your homeboy?" You know what I'm saying? And it wouldn't matter if they fucking single or motherfucking married. I mean, shit. I mean, places like that, you already know what time it is. And you stupid. If you a female and you let your nigga go, you dumb as hell. Period. And I was saying, I'm exposing the shit. You know I'm being real. Fuck that shit. I would tell my sister or any close female to that same motherfucking shit.
Moving right along.
Yeah, because you know that shit's true. Because it's true, nigga.
No, not true.
Like you said about the whole temptation thing. They don't call that shit Sin City for nothing. They don't call it that for nothing.
Nigga, that can't be Sin City.
It don't even matter.
Tallahassee can be Sin City. I don't give a fuck. If you're going to be a fucking hoe, you're going to do it.
The whole point of it is.
Man, fuck out of here, man.
Much more temptation out there in places like Las Vegas and motherfucking Miami and places like that. Much more motherfucking temptation. You can say that shit. If a girl say, "Oh, we going to Raleigh, North Carolina," "Oh, go ahead." Miami, Vegas,
They don't make dick in North Carolina, nigga. They don't make hotel rooms in North Carolina. They stopped making that.
No, you ain't surrounded. In Vegas, you surrounded
by
this
shit. This is fucking total lunacy. This shit is crazy.
I'm going with you.
Surrounded by that shit. You surrounded by it. Everywhere you turn.
I'm going with you.
I fuck that.
Oh, my God. Don't let them niggas do it. Shit. Hey.
Oh, my God. Next question, Mike. Yeah. Next question. Next question. Next fucking question. I can't believe this shit today. If you, and it's the niggas, the dudes. I can't believe it. If you, Mike, if you single, Mike, do you like to hang around married people? Do you like to hang around married people? If, when you single,
I mean, I was always a guy that the women didn't like. You know what I'm saying? And it rightfully so. They was like, I'm hanging around here. You know what I'm saying? You know, shit. Because shit, I was single. I was getting good. I mean, they had a right to feel that way. You know what I'm saying? It's the truth.
It's the
you can't
truth.
Get mad at females for feeling that they, you know what I'm saying, the truth. I mean, truth of the matter is, man, you go places like Vegas and shit like that, you know what I'm saying, and you married or whatever, or you live with some chick for 5 or 6 years, shit, you trying to get some strains. Ain't no about it. Ain't no about it. It is what it is.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever fucking heard in my life. This nigga is ill.
No, he's telling the truth.
This nigga is ill.
What are you going to? You going to Vegas to gamble, boo? For real?
Yeah, nigga.
For a bunch of niggas.
Yeah.
You can go to Cherokee in South Carolina.
Man, you
the fucking
man.
Biloxi, niggas.
You know what? Yeah. Next question, man. Next question, yo. This nigga, really killing
strange,
me tonight. If you are single and your man friend cheat, Mike, would you cover for them? God, I hope this nigga don't go over fucking four. Would you cheat with Mike? If you single,
of course,
and your man
I'm gonna cover for you. What's
damn it, man. You savage our friendship, Mike. I was about to cut you off. I was so close. I've been friends with you for almost 20 years, nigga, and I had to reevaluate our whole friendship. We one fucking phone call, okay, 100.
You ain't no real friend then.
No, that's my nigga. It's going to be my nigga regardless.
Yeah, man, we both been in that position. I don't even know why you asked me that shit.
I'm just saying, because you just talking so crazy tonight, I don't know what the fuck expects
that
you.
That ain't crazy. He's telling the truth.
I don't know what the fuck they expect you tonight, Mike.
Bro,
I don't know what expects
you
tonight. I'm going
to tell you like this. I hope you will let your girl just go to Miami or motherfucking Las Vegas just to party. Fuck
well,
that.
My homeboy did. I'm going to text these niggas and tell them to call the phone right now.
Hey, you
if
know
me, and you know my partners, tell all the motherfuckers to get on the phone and three-way a motherfucking woman. And I want all eight of you motherfuckers on the line. Hey, Stapleton, I see one of you on the line. Call them, dude. Call them right now, homie. Call them and tell them to call the show. I want to talk to them, and we're going to dress this bullshit. We gonna air this shit out.
You just
tell
me. Because the girl's already
dog,
in.
Dog, I see you on the line, dog. Call your old lady. Call your people. Call. Oh, I need for them to call the show tonight if they ain't never called the show tonight.
You
call
answer tonight. The phone. I'm talking about you.
You tripping. Oh, call all of them.
You, nigga.
What about me? I'm single. I can do what the fuck I want to do.
You are now.
Nah. When you have an old lady, you've had a girl before, nigga. I've known you about 20 years, like you said.
Right, and?
And your girl said, takes time off work. You know what I'm saying? You only allowed so much vacation. It says, yeah, me and my homegirl, you know, our homegirl you don't like, whether she married, single, or you know what time it is. But, yeah, we going to Miami for Memorial Weekend, you know. Well, how you going to feel about that?
If I don't think my old lady is a hoe, I ain't going to have no problem with it. I asked you repeatedly, do you think your old lady, Mike, do you think your lady is a hoe?
You said you ain't got to be a hoe to cheat.
I don't trust no woman,
nigga. You said you.
I know that, but still. I'm not going to have no pre-reservations about it. If she, a bitch can do what she going to do. A nigga going to do what they going to do. I don't know what the fuck they going to do. And I ain't going to sit here and put your phone up. But if I know.
Like your homeboy from Miami was saying, you cannot put yourself in certain situations, nigga. Fuck all that, what you talking about?
Homie, get him on the line. I'm about to dial these motherfuckers. I'm about to get my fucking phone. I'm
you need to get
them folks
out. Got their hands on.
Fuck that. I'm going to him. Mike, stay on the line. That's your GP. T. Lewis, what's happening, man?
Man, y'all got me choking on my potato chip, man. Y'all niggas
man,
crazy.
This nigga's ill. All these, what the fuck is the world coming through? I don't know.
I don't know.
People
I don't
even
think, know.
People don't think like your ass. We need less people to think like you.
Whatever.
Yeah,
and,
whatever.
And I don't know why. I don't know.
Don't nobody
know
want nobody to think like me. Still a goddamn fight they got in front of the club. When the fight break out in front of the club, everybody wants Blizzard around. You know what I'm saying? Hey. When the fight break out, everybody wants me around there. Everybody wants people to think like Blizzard then, goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? Where my partner them? You know what I'm saying?
So,
fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying?
And I don't know why you got to keep a co-host because you know it's going to happen.
I already know. Well, she wanted, like I said, my line is always open to anybody that want to call, that want to come up to K100. You know what I'm saying? You know, come up to the crib and do. I do this from the crib, but I got a studio in my crib, and I said that to anybody. All my friends been through. They know it's always an open door policy. So she called and she said, "I want to come through. I'm not gonna say no to anybody. Anybody can come through the show, my nigga. You can, and anybody else that's in the Atlanta area."
I had to come up here for this because I ain't finna be on the phone. Keep having to press wank.
Anyway, let me get to it, man, so I can get to the rest of these calls, man. I mean, this is ridiculous. I got a lot of people on the line. Everybody must be highly opinionated today. I didn't even know this was gonna be that controversial until Mike got on the phone. Anyway, T. Lewis, episode motherfucking 105. Do you think married people should hang out with single people? You think it's okay? Would you let your spouse hang out with her single homegirl?
Yes.
Okay.
No issues. Ain't no big deal. When I was single, I hung out with married folks. So.
What if one of them was a known hoe?
If she a hoe, bottom line, I wouldn't want her to hang with her, but ultimately it come up to the female that you with, though.
Let's say
the female is a hoe. Let's say she grew up with this hoe since they was three apples high. See, they gonna be friends, but she can already know that. Well, she a hoe, but you know when she doing what she do, I don't be around her like that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
exactly.
But now she like met her like 2 years ago. I'd be like, oh, I want to hang out. Nah, nigga, it's something to that.
It makes sense at some point, it's variance between it,
but like I said, if she grew up with a chick, that ain't no big deal, unless she turned out she want to be a hoe too, then we got a problem, but nah, I ain't got no problem with it. So
that's what I'm saying, you know what I mean? I don't understand what the big let me go to the next question. You feel what I'm saying? This is the question that sparked it off with me and Mike. Are there certain places you feel like married people should not go in the first place with single people hanging out? You feel what I'm saying? What if your spouse, single friends, is going out of town? Let's say a cruise or Sin City, Vegas, or goddamn Bike Week, or Miami, the MIA, Dade County, this motherfucker, or goddamn family homecoming. Anything you can think of, nigga, where people known to do shit that maybe. You in your brain, you thinking that people are going to do shit, and they probably do shit, but this is your woman. You should know your woman. You should know whether or not you with a hoe or not. I hope you do know that.
You said good
girl. Right.
Good girl. So why the fuck you going to stress about it?
They ain't got to be a hoe to cheat.
You're right.
Here we go.
I know that. They're my words. I know that.
So why she saying if you think
she a hoe, nigga, first of all, kill yourself for being with a bitch. That's the first motherfucking question. Why you with the hoe? Second motherfucking question. Obviously, if I'm with a motherfucker and that's my motherfucking woman, I don't really believe she is a hoe. But I don't know if I'm not there. What the fuck she gonna do?
Well.
Period. Point blank.
And that's the whole point that everybody you don't know what. So,
but all right then. So she can suck a nigga. She can suck a nigga dick in the parking lot at work, nigga. It don't matter.
Whatever.
It don't matter. Okay. Anyway, T. Lewis, answer the question, please, bro.
Yeah. Now. Speaking of the niggas that went, I know what you're talking about because I've seen the pictures. Now, I got to disagree with Key and my man Mike because I just did it because my girl went about a month and a half ago. Something like that with her girlfriend about 2 months ago to Vegas. Yeah, ain't nothing. I mean, like I said, if you know your woman, if you know your dude, if they ain't give you any reason to go out and do this stuff, and I know that the argument is it's Sin City. You wouldn't know if it's Sin City if they ain't advertising like that on TV, cause you can go mad something up.
Man, your motherfucking goddamn parking lot at work can be Sin City, nigga.
Exactly.
Anywhere, these campfires around the corner from your house can be Sin City. I don't give a fuck about where it's at.
Exactly.
A bitch gonna be a hoe, and she gonna be a motherfucking hoe, and the fuck nigga is too. Period. Point blank. All this goddamn shit about where it's at don't mean shit. That's fucking ludicrous.
The whole point is.
That's ludicrous.
Sometimes they know T. Lewis just said, if it's y'all got a good relationship, okay, that's different. But most people these days already don't trust their fucking mate. They already
Why you
don't
with him?
Because you done had
well, see, that, that's,
already. That's
a security issue. That's a security issue then. That's a security issue. They need therapy.
That's right. Once again, the next question is, with why he your ex. The next question is, why? Hey, anyway,
moving along.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Once again, is this a trust issue? And you already answered the question for me, P. Lewis. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
I'm just motherfucking saying. You know what I'm saying? God damn it.
To me, that's a security issue. If you don't feel like your relationship locked down, you're going to have a problem with them going to Vegas. Like Mike said, first of all, I wouldn't want my woman around me all the time anyway, and if she's going to hang around and do it all the time, she's going to want to hang around with somebody that's like her, like females. Somebody that walk like her, talk like her, dress like her. She can't go everywhere with me all the time. That just ain't realistic. It ain't realistic. So why would you even do something like that?
That's why the question was, are there specific places? I need to breathe. You feel what I'm saying? But that's why the question was, are there specific places? That's why I asked that question, because I knew people would take it and run with it like that. Now, I got two more questions for you. I'm going to the rest of these callers. If you're single, do you like to hang around married people when you were single? Did you like to hang around married people? Let me finish the question. Do they seem a little less fun when you go somewhere like the club or Vegas? You feel me? So do you like to go to? Would you like to go to Vegas if you single with a bunch of married people and you not married?
Some of them was boring though, but I know some that was fun. It most of the time they were more boring, but I know a couple of married people that's fun. They have fun. They have more fun than some single people I know. But then I know some of the swingers too, so that's another subject. But
right. You never know. Last question, and we're going to the next caller. If you are single and your married friend cheat, will you cover for him?
Especially that's my nigga. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm with 305. Nah, nigga, don't put me in it. Don't put me in it.
God, where are these niggas coming from tonight?
Hold on. This is what I'm saying. I'm putting myself in the situation. I'm gonna put myself in the situation. If I cheated on my girl, wife, whatever. If I did that, I ain't telling nobody. So.
Saying that shit,
I won't shut up.
The person that you
so, I know. I'm just saying, look, listen, man. We know shit happens. So some shit pop up, and you know what I'm saying. The nigga be like, "Hey, boy, if such and such call you, man, tell him I was with you, blah blah blah." So you mean to tell me, if this your friend since high school or some shit, nigga, and your ass old lady call you, I'm telling. Now what? Hold on. Let me take off the motherfucking disclaimer. The disclaimer is off. My friends that are married, do not call Blizzum looking for information or dirt on your motherfucking spouse.
Exactly.
I'm not that nigga. I'm not gonna push him to cheat. I'm not gonna try to set him up with hoes to get him to fuck. But if he is, nigga, you already know what the fuck I am. Nigga, I'm not telling on my dog. Disclaimer back on.
I'm not gonna tell on him, but I'm him or her, but I ain't saying that because you don't even know what they arranged.
I'm not insinuating shit. Don't trap me up in with shit. Don't try to cross my words up with shit.
Exactly.
I'm not telling on my
exactly.
part.
Exactly. I ain't gonna tell. But what I'm saying is, I ain't gonna say nothing. My response would be that you need to talk to him or her. That's gonna be my response because, like I said, you don't know their arrangement. You don't know what they got going on.
But I'm just saying, you know, if he called you and be like, man, she might call you, man, just say I was. If she called him and be like, man, he was. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? If it get caught up, whatever, you know what I'm saying? If they feel like I'm their friend too, at the end of the day, I'm a man, and that's my motherfucking man friend. It's man laws and man rules I go by.
Oh, what the hell?
And I just don't do that. Hopefully my niggas, like, now one thing I will agree with what the homie from 305 said and what you said, Key, I will agree with you tonight on this. If they're your friend like that, my nigga, hopefully they keep you out that shit. But sometimes a nigga might be fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, quit doing your dirty ass shit. That's my own.
Why are we? This is not the goddamn show. This is not what the show is about.
So what?
The show is not about that.
It is about it. We talking about it. We talking about
this,
it.
That show is not about it. He done did it. He fucked up. He goddamn it. Don't call my phone trying to trap me.
That's why
they
stupid asses keep on doing shit. Because they dumb as hell. And then that's what's going to get they dumb ass caught. Because you can't keep up with all your stupid lies and all your little holes everywhere. Then when you get caught, you want to beg and plead. Oh, baby, I love you, though.
I do love you.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
I do.
Whatever,
nigga. We've
had
this.
On the flip side,
that's the question we had on Facebook.
He do love you, though. He just wanted some snacks. That's all I'm saying.
We'll get into that, T. Lewis, in the after party. We'll get into that in the after party. You might want to hang around for the after party for K100 tonight. It's going to go hard. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, T. Lewis, I got to get to these calls. Man, I got a ton of them, dog. I'm taking too long. I got to move on. All right? Shay Shay, Keisha, the homie that shall remain nameless, Michigan girl, private caller. I'm coming. Woo! All right. Shay, what's poppin', Shay? Hold on, Shay. Let me get the LL because she had came on and came off. Hold on, Shay. Stay right there. She must have dropped the call, but she was next. LL.
Hey, what's going on?
All right. I'm going to put you back up because I know you must have dropped the call, but you was on early at first and you had your hand raised. So I'm gonna let you jump back up here. And I'm going to get to Shay, Keisha, the homie, and Michigan girl. I'm going to get to everybody. I'm going to get to the private calls. And I'm going to get to everybody down the line. All right. But I'm going to get to you because I know you know what I'm saying. I know you had hit the phone earlier. All right.
Yeah,
motherfucking five. I know you heard some of the exchanges. I know you heard them. All right. If you
did. The craziness.
Yes. Now, do you think married people and single people should hang out? And why or why not? That's the first question.
Okay. Yes. I do think that married people and single people should hang out. Why? Because everybody in your group of people are not going to take the same steps in life as you're going to take at the same time that you're going to take those steps. So 9 times out of 10, you're going to end up married before some of your friends. Just because you're married, you should not stop hanging out with your friends. Like, that's retarded. That doesn't make any sense at all. When it comes to should you do everything that your single friends do, no, but you may, if you are married, you made the conscious decision to be married and to be in that relationship at, you know, in that aspect with your husband. So it's common sense that you can't do every single thing that they do. But that's just where you use discretion when y'all start to hang out. That's just a part of being mature and adult and knowing what you can do and what you can't do because you've decided to go another direction in your life. That doesn't mean that friendships have to end and you can't hang out anymore.
Exactly. Now, I understand that. No, I totally get that. I totally get that. You feel what I'm saying? I get that. Next question. All right. What are there certain places that you feel the married people should not hang out as far as hanging out with the single people? Like, for instance, Vegas or a cruise. You feel what I'm saying? Are these places that we ain't talking about people of the opposite. We're talking about they going out with their homegirls and they all going to Vegas together. They going to take a trip or they all going to goddamn you know, Miami or whatever. Are these places that are somehow strangely off limits because they're in a relationship and their friends are not, as if they can't go to the club and do the same thing? What am I missing here?
You're not missing anything. You're right on track. No, because if you can't go to Vegas or you can't go to Miami or you can't go to, I mean, what does the city have to do with it? If you're going to go somewhere with friends, everything that you're going to do with your friend out of town, whatever conversations y'all are going to have, if y'all are going to look at dudes and you're going to comment, you're going to do the same thing in Walmart at your hometown. So, no, different cities don't have anything to do with it. Whatever you do with your homegirls when you out, you're going to do it at home just as you do it when you're out of town.
Thank you, LL.
No, that's crazy. And I think that it's important for when you're in a relationship, and you don't even have to be married. I think it's important that you have a separate set of friends that you hang out with. You guys do not need to be up under each other 24 hours a day.
I know that's
you don't
right.
only need to hang out with his friends. He don't only need to hang out with your friends. Y'all don't only need to hang out with couples that y'all know mutually. No, sometimes you need a break. You you need to go off the people that he really, I'm not saying, I think that everybody should be able to get along cordially that you do hang out with. It shouldn't be no whole messy thing because that does tend to cause problems. But I think that everybody should generally get along. But you need your separate set of friends. Y'all don't need to be up under like, no, that's stupid. That, mm-mm,
you know
that's
what?
Dumb.
You know
that's
what?
To put
hold on.
That's
hold on. Hold on.
Right
I'm
over
hold on. Hold on. Before I go to the next question, LL, this nigga is hitting the number one like he got something to say.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike. You heard my homegirl. Fuck shit you talking, nigga. Kill yourself. What? Your mic open.
I would love to have a girl as dingy as that. Why I would cheat on you so bad, I'd be like, yeah, baby, I love
you. You know what? You sure would. Because I'm not gonna try to talk over him. Mute him. You're right. You would love to have a girl as open-minded and strong enough and secure enough in herself like me.
And you would cheat on me and you would miss out
and you would still be single out here playing them stupid. You would be a little boy trying to be a grown man. Because if you're looking for opportunities to cheat on your woman, then you ain't no grown man anyway. And if you gonna cheat, you gonna cheat. And that's just you being a little immature boy. That's all that boils down to. So if you are insecure, you would disagree. If you're insecure and all you want to do is look for an opportunity to go stick your dick in somebody else, then you going to do that when I go to the store. It don't matter who I go with, when I go, then you're going to look for the opportunity to do something stupid, and you're going to miss out on something good. So that'll be you. That'll be you missing out.
They'll be cheating on you, not me, baby. My girl ain't going to go to Miami. She's going to want to kick it with me. She ain't going to want to go to Miami.
You know what your girl going to do? Your girl probably won't go to Miami and wait till you have to go somewhere and then go to Miami. And you know what? She ain't going to even go to Miami. She's going
to
go next door. Your girl going to go next door on you because you're trying to put your girl in a box. You try to stick her in a box. You can't box nobody in nothing. She gonna wait till you go to sleep and tiptoe next door. She gonna tiptoe next door. Oh, better yet, I got one better for you. She ain't gonna go next door. She gonna wait till when you bring one of your homeboys over and give it to them because you trying to stick her in a box. You trying to stick her in a box. Go ahead and put her in that box and let her give it to one of your homeboys clear as day as they come stay tonight because you think it's okay for you to hang out, but not okay for her to hang out. Go ahead and stick her in the box. Stick her in the box. Stick her in the box. She's gonna get you in the worst way. Wait for it. Now we're fucking talking.
Yes, I'm muting both of my. I'm muting the homie Mike. I let him get back on, but now we're fucking talking. Now this is fucking K100, bitches. I love it. LL, your mic is still open. I'm muting Mike because he already had his turn. You feel what I'm saying, LL?
Yeah.
Your mic is open still. You feel what I'm saying?
And I had to let that go down
because I just totally disagree with every fucking thing Mike said about that whole subject. You feel what I'm saying? But I wanted to.
He's going to stick her in a box, and she's going to get him in the worst way. It's going to be the cousin that come over. It's going to be the homeboy that come over. It's going to be whoever come over. She's going to need to break loose, and she can't break loose because he won't let her go nowhere. And she's going to cut loose on him in the worst way, and he's going to regret it in the worst way.
Or is he gonna end up one of them chicks and wanna be stuck up under her dude all the time? That's so lame right there.
Now, on to the next question, LL. So let me go to the last question. I just had to go ahead and let that go down because I was wanting to make sure, you know, just let that go down. You feel what I'm saying? And that was because Key also agreed with him, but
hold on, stop it. I understood where he was saying. That's why some people be like, no, you talking about babysitting. Me personally, nigga, I don't want my dude. I used to tell my ex husband, call your friends and go somewhere. Cause I don't want to see your face. You've been in the house too many days now.
Well, do you want to go to Vegas?
He can go where the hell he want to go. because niggas gonna do what they wanna do. Period. Okay. You gonna do what you wanna do. But in the same token, like he was saying, some people have their reasons for not wanting their mates to go to certain places because they already got issues.
That's right. If they already got issues, then you need to be thinking. You don't need to be. If you already got issues, the topic of the topic is not whether or not you should be going out of town. The topic is whether or not we should be together because we got these issues. That's crazy. Y'all need to first figure out whether or not y'all want to continue that relationship.
Exactly. Now,
but that's when that issue come up right there.
Well, you know, okay.
That's when the problem
You're right. That's when it do say. You're right. That's when it come up when you got insecurities and you got problems. But then again, still in there, it's like, okay, if I can't go be, what's to say if you had a family reunion? You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to work. I'm supposed to miss my family reunion out of town because you got to work because we got issues? No, that's not family. We still going out of town. There's still going to be single people. You know what I'm saying? No. You can't do that. You can't put people in a box. Just because you're not with me, I'm not supposed to go. No, that's for the dogs.
Right.
You know what it really boils down to? People think about certain situations because that's what they would do in that situation.
Right. Exactly.
Everybody's not the same.
Exactly.
And so with me, like, if I go out of town with my homegirls, I ain't going out of town to be like, oh, yeah, I'm finna go out here and fuck something. And I'm like, I just want to go have fun and hang out with my girls. But certain people, they know that if they go out of town with their homeboys, married or single, they know what they're going out of town to do. So they like,
exactly.
All dudes do that.
That's Mike's problem. That's Mike's problem. He know if he ever got the opportunity, he would take the chance, and he don't want his girl to do the same thing to him. That's his problem right
there.
Thank
you. Now, I got my homie on the line. Homie, I'm going to come to your mic. Boogie.
Yes, sir.
Listen, man. First of all, let me open this nigga mic line up. Mike, everybody that's on the line, everybody, hold on a second. I'm coming to y'all. I promise I'm going to get y'all. I got this nigga Mike. You know our homie Mike G from the Duval. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's on the line.
This nigga Mike on the line. Look, these are my friends now. When I took the disclaimer off and I said, now I'm talking about my friends, this is one of my motherfucking partners. His motherfucking wife and a group of women went to Vegas not too long ago. You feel what I'm saying? Not even 2 weeks ago. And he's married, happily married, whatever. They went out to Las Vegas and shit. They had a good time or whatever. Mike essentially called you stupid for letting your wife go out to Las Vegas.
I know that, nigga. Why you going
to
say that, dog?
Don't change it now, nigga. You said that he's crazy as fuck for letting his wife go to goddamn Las Vegas, and everybody in her group was not married, dog. It was some single women.
Hey. It's like this.
What are you doing, baby?
I mean, I'm not insecure in my relationship, so I mean, she can go wherever, do whatever. It doesn't matter to me, you know, because at the end of the day, she's still coming back, and I know, you know, I trust her. So I mean, but if something do happen, you know, if it's happened, it's gonna happen anyway, you know, regardless if she's out of town or in town, whatever.
Right.
So that it don't matter if she's going out of town, you know. It don't matter, you know.
Mike said that you crazy. Any nigga that let their wife go to Vegas with a bunch of motherfucking females is crazy as fuck. This shit being recorded, Mike. Did you or did you not say that?
I wouldn't do it. I would say I feel uncomfortable with it. You know what I'm saying? Now, I ain't going to get all crazy and say, I don't know what all your friend's talking about. I'll put her in a box and all that shit. My girl go to the clubs here and there. I don't care what's damn. She go to Orlando, shit like that. There's certain places, though, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to go without me, then nah. You want to be single to me if you want to go to Las Vegas. Because, nigga, I done heard too many stories about that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you've ever seen. But
so
yeah,
you
I,
think
I
your wife. So, Mike, once again, do you think your lady is a hoe? 305, I see you hitting the number one, homie. Give me a minute.
Yeah.
Who do you think your woman a hoe?
I don't know. He know he a hoe.
Yeah, somebody's insecure in there somewhere.
Nothing is 100%, Mike. Nobody knows what the fuck they thought to do or whatever. But my whole thing about it is, goddammit, you to me, you don't trust your woman as far as you can see her. If that's really that big of a, because you were so adamant about it, dog. I just had to call somebody who actually yeah. vented what you were just talking about.
Yeah. But the thing about it is, Mike, you know, women are better at cheating than men anyway. So if she want to fuck around, she going to fuck around regardless. She'll be in the next room fucking a nigga, and you won't even know it. You know, so, I mean, that's the way they are. You know what I mean? And 9 times out of 10, you know, they got to be, they got hoes ways if they going to fuck somebody off the rip anyway, like that. I mean, most of the time, if a woman's going to step outside the relationship, it's because it's other problems than in the bedroom. They ain't looking for somebody just to fuck. It may happen, but they look for somebody for attention, you know? So it ain't about the sex.
I'll tell you straight up, I done boned some girls that I met out of town that they were just fucking me.
Listen. That's what I'm saying. That's the point. He boned some hoes. So, Mike, once again, for the 10th time, Mike, do you think your girl is a hoe, Mike?
No.
Are you with a hoe?
They were married. You know what I'm saying?
No. Man, don't mean you came for a hoe.
Just having fun that weekend. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I had to clear this up. I had to get the holy on the line.
In a position.
So, I'm moving on, Mike. Mike, I'm moving on.
Be comfortable with.
Okay. All right. I'm
crazy. Because I feel uncomfortable about my lady. That makes y'all crazy. Fuck that. I ain't crazy when I'm on my
phone. Hold on. One more thing, Blue. How about if the shoe was on the other foot? She said, okay, you can go out to Vegas with your friend.
Mike ain't crazy. He just a hoe. He just,
because
he
knows.
If
my girl,
he's
stupid. I ain't said that. My girl's
exactly.
stupid.
Because he a hoe.
Damn,
yeah,
well.
I mean,
that shit's
stupid. Not that you a hoe. I'm sorry,
you
a hoe.
I already know what time it is.
Yeah, because y'all don't make me a hoe.
It does make you a hoe.
That's why you
saying
she gonna be a hoe.
I'm going to
gamble. And
nobody
I know, married, single, no nigga I know,
no
Lord,
I'm going to gamble. Okay, I just had to clear. Look, I got you on the line, Boogie. Nobody. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to make sure at least one of y'all called in. I wish you can get your old lady and her friends to call in. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or somebody that was a part of her group to call the fucking show. If you can, text
okay.
them to call the show so I can get the one.
All right.
This ludicrous shit this nigga is talking tonight on my damn
yeah.
show. This my nigga, but I had to kill him like 10 times tonight. Now, once again, the disclaimer is back on because I'm hanging up with my partner. And once again, I'm not talking about him or his family or anybody that I know. All right, homie.
All right, peace.
I'm hanging up with Mike, too. I'm getting ready to go to Key, Shay. Shay, I'm opening up your line. But the homie from 305 is keep hitting the number one. He must really have something to say. Shay, your mic is open, too, and then I'm going down the line. I'm going to get everybody. Hold on. All right, Shay, you open, and 305, you open. What is it that you got to say, homie, while I got Shay on the line?
Nah, the thing was, I was trying to get in with LLC.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I'll open up LL's mic. Okay, LL, your mic is open.
I'm here.
No. Go ahead.
Because it's just the thing. Like I said before. So y'all do any stuff like that, it come down your relationship tight if y'all trust is good. This my thing. Don't say I can't go, but you can go.
Exactly.
It's got to be one of things. Like I said, you got to have a girl's night out. You got to have a guy's night out. I get tired of looking at you sometimes. You get tired of looking at me. You get tired of your shit, or you get tired of my shit. You got to have that. You got to have that night once in a while. You can kick it with your folks. You got to have that. They're your friends.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It keeps your relationship strong.
It's going, exactly. It's like my man's old man told me this once before, and I never forget, and I ain't figured out till I got older. He said, boy, there's three things in life you cannot predict: war, weather, and women. You know what I'm saying? No matter what happens, them three things, though, it don't matter what you do, what you plan, what you say, what you do, you can do your best to try to get it done. In front of, in, or around those three things, but it's gonna happen if it's gonna happen.
All right.
Know what I'm saying?
We got that cleared up. All right, LL, your mic is off. 305, your mic is off. Shake, what's popping, baby? And I'm gonna get the Keisha F, the homie, and Michigan girl. I got time. I'm gonna get to everybody. All right, Shay, what's popping, baby?
What's up?
All right. Oh.
So you want me to kill him and leave you on hold so long?
No, that's all right.
Too late.
All right, Shay. We on here. We in
here. Damn, no officer privileges.
I know. I got heated. Everybody that's on the hold right now is officers. You feel what I'm saying? So I try not to put the new callers on hold like that. But everybody that hasn't talked yet with their hand up is officers. And the rest of the people with their hand not up, well, then they just sitting there with their hand not up. Okay, they haven't hit. They haven't hit the number one. That's what that means, everybody. If
then
you're
they're missing out if they don't hit the number one.
Right, you need to hit the number one. Okay, Shay, let's get into it. Episode 305. Why can't we be friends? Do you think married people and single people should hang out?
Yes, I think they can hang out with no problem. Everybody got to know themselves, because I think that everybody needs their time. Everybody needs their me time. I mean, I need my me time. He needs his me time. You know, we all need our me time, because if not, we're going
to
suffer.
Well, wait a minute, Shane. You know what? I've been meaning to stop everybody when you say that, and not just to pick on you, because you're not the first person that said it.
What's that?
Everybody that came at me with the me time argument, this show is not about you having me time. It's about who the fuck you having the me time with, okay?
It's not who you with. It's what you're doing when you with them.
It's who, yes, it is. Some well, see now here we
no,
go.
No, but you can't try to renege on that, Blue, because you at first you tried.
I'm not.
Don't
I know. No, I'm
with.
Talking about what the show is
about.
That's what I feel. That's you're right. I feel that way. My stance haven't changed. I'm just saying, for the purpose of episode 105 on K100 Radio, 347-934-0966. Damn it.
You have to say all that shit.
Yeah, I did. It's the radio host. It's called being a host.
No way. Okay.
I'm gonna keep killing you. You came over here to get killed. You know what's gonna happen. Listen, Shay, for the purposes of this show, what I'm trying to say is, it's so much, and everybody who's been saying you need your me time, it's not the show is not about do you need me time. That's obvious. If you don't understand that, your fucking failure, your marriage is doomed for failure. Your relationship is never gonna work. What I'm saying is, who you having this me time with? And also a side question of where y'all having this me time at. Now, you said you agree that you should be able to hang with single people. What about the other question? What if your spouse or whatever wants to go out to a cruise or Sin City or Miami or anything like that right there that has a reputation of being loosey-goosey, a lot of single people, everybody doing their thing, what goes on here stays here. What about that?
I'll say again, it's not where you go, it's what you're doing when you're there. I mean, it's like, you know, if you're in a relationship, you got to have that trust factor from the beginning. It should matter that they're going with somebody who's single. Hell, the married people could be the hoes. You don't know.
You sure I'm right about
that?
No,
right about
that.
I was wondering what the man was going to do.
I have been in that situation.
Rebuttal of my folks.
The married
hoes.
Plenty of
married hoes.
Yeah. For real.
I was
a single chick
that
was a good girl, and my married girl was like picking up dudes, and I'm like, for real? I'm supposed to be picking up. You know what I mean?
But wait a minute, Shane. But now this is why Mike's argument is kind of actually true.
It's true. That, and that's why
No.
It really is not.
You can't blame it on the single people, though. You can't blame it on the single people. I mean, it's anybody. If the whole gene in you, it's in you. If it ain't in you, it ain't in you. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So you can't blame it on your company. I mean, just like somebody else has said previously, you know, y'all could have been friends from back in the day. You know, she could have been a hoe from back in the day or whatever, and she just happened to get married. She's still going to be a damn hoe.
Yeah.
She a throwback hoe.
Yeah, throwback hoes that got that move,
yeah.
move from Bay County and everybody ran trains on in high school, but now she up here living it big up here with some lame-ass, suck-ass nigga in Norcross.
Yeah, don't know no damn better.
That was TMI. Anyway, my bad. I didn't mean to do that. I'm kidding myself.
Ooh, ain't nobody business.
Because I have stated numerous times, you know what I'm saying? If they going to do something wrong, they're going to do it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. If you are single, Shay, do you like to hang?
Mm-hmm.
You single, Shay? Do you like to hang around married people? Do you like to party with them? Do you think they seem a little less fun when you go somewhere, when you go out to the club with them? Are there some issues? Would you much rather hang around single people too, or would you? Does it matter to you?
It doesn't really matter to me because I mean, you know, I don't really choose my friends like that, but you know, but it just kind of depends on the situation.
I tell you one thing.
For me,
look, Shay, I understand what
you're
saying, but let me say one thing while my homie's still on the line. And I open up his mic if he hits number one. I don't mind hanging around with my mad friends, whatever, but them niggas got to drive their own cars. Because them niggas got curfews, and I don't got curfews. We can't ride in the same car.
Okay.
We're not talking about that show.
Fuck it. Your
we
mic is
on
open.
That show.
You're looking at number one. I'm just saying, I can love just my nigga. Can't nobody fuck with him. But bitch, I'm dying with him tonight. But this nigga got to drive his own car. I'm just saying.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
That's understandable. That's all I'm saying. That's the only rule I got with hanging with my married friends. Nigga, you got to drive. We can't ride in the same car. You got to drive
in most
car.
In most cases, we do.
Yeah.
You gotta I gotta not come home before the sun comes back out.
Right.
When I go out with my married friend, we ride together.
Why?
Because ain't neither one of us can do shit, so.
Do what? What you mean? What you mean?
We don't do, we just gonna go out and work, so we ride together.
But she may have to be home before you have to
leave. Exactly.
It ain't I'm
not ready to leave yet.
It ain't that big of a deal.
I'm not ready to leave yet, though. I might be having a good time.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I got to keep bouncing that curfew, and I'm not the married motherfucker.
We always had a curfew. We had a curfew episode.
You missed it, Boogie.
But my husband don't mind. He knows she had
I missed the curfew episode?
Yeah, you missed it.
He was that bad already.
No, I tried to dial this nigga out on that show, nigga.
He was
that
bad already.
You know, Blue, I ain't got no curfew, but I just got to come home at a sensible hour.
It's not a time cap on it.
So that's what we were saying. We was like, what's a sensible hour then?
That's what I said. That was the whole,
Before the sun come up.
See, I guess I don't have no sense then.
I gotta move on. I opened your line for that one particular comment because you already know I was talking about your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got separate cars with this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Because he gonna leave it for me every time. All right, Boogie.
You want to keep his relationship.
Well, you know what I'm saying? If I was in one, I would come home at a different time, but I'm not. So therefore, fuck it. Party like a rock star. That's right. That's why the question was, do you like to hang around married people, Shay? Shay?
I won't say that I like to. I don't dislike to. I don't feel any kind of ways about it. You know, if they marry, it's cool. We can hang until you get to the point where you can't hang no more. Then you got to go home, not me.
Okay. Two more questions real quick. If your spouse has a single friend and you know they're a hoe, does that change your opinion of whether or not you mind them hanging with them?
No, I might have a strong opinion about that friend, but you know, it don't really bother me because you know I've been in situations where I've had exes that you know I knew had whole friends. I mean, it's like who are they gonna hang with? They've been boys forever. I mean, you know what I mean? Are they like not gonna hang with them just because of the whole?
My point exactly. Once again, this is for Mike.
If you try, you're fucking your relationship up if you try to make your man or your woman stop hanging around with their friends for a long time. But what you can do, you kill your relationship right there.
That's a relationship killer right there. Kill yourself for that.
But you know what though? If it concerns you that much, what you can do is encourage them to hang out more at the house, have more house parties and stuff like that. So that way, you know, you can monitor the holes that he's doing.
Girl, I don't like that. I be trying to get ass away. Like I don't want.
I didn't say all the time, but sometimes it's like, well, hell, let me see just what kind of girls he, you know, not that your boyfriend or whatever, but let me see what kind of hoe is this hoe bringing up. That's just what you want to see. Keep it interesting.
Now you investigating. You know what I'm saying?
We just talk about the ass later. I was like, you saw that trick you brought over here last night? Yeah.
You
he bought a different treat last
time. I know. What are you talking about? Give me something to talk about.
I'm on strippers.
Well, he likes strippers. He can like strippers. All right, last question, Shay. I'm going to the next call. If you're single and your married friend cheat, would you cover for him?
Cover for them, like, you know, like, I ain't going to lie for you, straight up. I am not lying for you. Now, I will turn a blind eye. I don't see shit. I'm not going to condone it. I'm not going to support it, but I am not lying for you. I'm not going to say you were somewhere and you wasn't. You know, and because they could have happened to see me. How you was with her? I just saw her at Walmart.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not trying to cover for you. Now, if we was already out and you said, oh yeah, I was with Shay, I'm not gonna say, well, she was with me until 2 a.m. I'll just be like, yeah, whatever. But you know, I'm not gonna be like, if I know for good and damn well that I was somewhere else and you call yourself supposed to be with me, no, you better come up supposed to be with somebody else.
And see, that's what people get too detailed in their damn lies. See, that's what happened. Like you said, I was at, you know, what's that, Spinnaker or whatever. I was at Spinnaker with Shay. Well, hell, I just saw Shay at Winn Dixie.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? So it's you get some details. Just be like, I was with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this Cheetos 101 now? You giving out advice?
If you're supposed to be with somebody, make sure at one point in time you was really with
her. At least at one point. See, that's how you do that shit. Like, yeah, I was with her, but you was with her earlier for 30 minutes.
Yeah, ain't nobody got to know all that.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all
ain't even got to find out. We know why you never got caught. All right, moving right along. You.
You talking to me?
You, nigga.
What?
You. Your ass. All right, Shay. Thanks for taking it in. I got to get the rest of these calls. We got a couple of people in mind. All right. The homie that shall remain nameless, Osmosis Jones. I finally got to you in Michigan, girl. You up next. Nobody's jumping in front of you, baby. Hold on. I see you down there, Jenna. I got time. I'm going to get to you. I got 25 minutes. Homie, what's popping, man? Thanks for calling the show.
Man, I don't know who you were talking to, Mike or Ralph Tresvant. He sold us all of that.
This nigga's ill. That nigga was ill, wasn't he, man? Oh, he hung up
like,
now.
God damn, man. What you gonna say? He violated the code.
Right. Oh, that's he telling the truth.
Whoa, whoa.
What
you talking about?
Why he violated the code then?
No, it
ain't even no code of lying or nothing like that. I mean, it's just some stuff don't even need to be told. I mean, yeah.
Like the truth, it don't need to be told. See,
if it's in your partner's best interest, fuck no, goddammit.
Oh.
Let me go down the line, homie. Let's get to it. Do you think married people shouldn't hang out with single people? Why or why not?
Let's say that again.
Do you think married people and single people should hang out, and why or why not? Whatever your answer is.
Yeah, they should. Ain't no reason why they can't hang out. Shoot, as long as they cool, everybody get along together, you know. I mean,
If it's your spouse, you want her hanging out with a bunch of single girls. Why?
I wouldn't care because I would trust her. You know, I would trust her enough to go ahead and, you know, behave herself like she needs to. And if, like Tara said, if she's going to do something, she's going to do it anyway. Whether she's going to do it in Vegas or Winn-Dixie. You know, it don't matter what.
Exactly. So unlike Mike, your girl ain't a hoe. Now, moving right along.
No.
Whoa. Well, he don't think she a hoe.
No, we already established that Mike is the one that's the hoe. That's why he think everybody else is a hoe, because he the hoe.
And that's what I'm hearing on here, Blue. It's a lot of insecurity issues. It's a lot of security issues floating around.
I'm gonna tell you something right now. As much as I did what I did, as much as the nigga I am, when I was with a woman and I knew that wasn't her nature, my nigga, I trusted her no matter what the fuck I did, nigga.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? So I'm going against your theory.
Oh,
your theory is saying that because Mike is a hoe, he think his girl is a hoe. That's why.
Well, he
no,
might be a
you
hoe.
Know the character of your motherfucking woman. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh,
no matter what the fuck I did, I might have been. But one thing about it, I was never with a motherfucking hoe.
And at the end of the day,
I was never with a motherfucking
hoe. If you were somebody who think a hoe, you need to go ahead and, you know, let him go.
Right.
I mean, shit, instead of sitting there being insecure and trying to keep tabs on them and keep them in a box and all that, who wants to do that shit?
Right. Exactly. That's exactly the point. All right, homie, let me move along so I can make sure I get all my calls.
I was dying, though, the way he was selling us out, though. I was sitting there rolling over. I'm like, shit.
And this nigga, him. And this my partner, man. Listen, man, don't get me wrong. That's my nigga. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
but you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's my nigga, dog. You know what I'm saying? God damn it. You can't put your hands on him while I'm right there, nigga. No, nigga.
Exactly.
Like, this type of wrestling, nigga. It's not
don't
happening.
Touch his whole ass.
Nigga, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, nigga. That's my dog, nigga. I'm thumping.
Yeah!
You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
I'm
but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you got T on the line to bring some married person's perspective on that, too.
Yeah. I'm not married. Thank you. I ain't married.
No, I said T, Boogie.
Oh, Boogie.
Yeah. I had to get him, I know your ass
ain't married, huh?
You know what I'm saying? No, I'm glad I got Boogie on the line because, you know what I'm saying, like I said, like when he started bringing up Vegas and all that, but like I said, his wife and some of her friends, you know what I'm saying, went on a trip, and me and him, and we all going on a trip, and it ain't no motherfucking problem. You feel what I'm saying? And if it was a problem, that's a trust issue. It has absolutely nothing to do with Vegas or Sin City like Mike was implying. That's all I'm saying.
Goddamn thing. He go down
you
there.
You know what I mean?
But I did a short Alabama.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, so moving right along. Let me go ahead and get to the next question.
All right.
Now, if you single, right? Do you like hanging around married motherfuckers?
I hang around some cool married motherfuckers. I don't hang around no married squares, you know?
I think that's what it is. I think at the end of the day, You are what you are, even if you marry. Yeah, there may be boundaries. Yeah, yeah. There may be boundaries that we can work on. But if you my dog, like I said with my homie, if you my dog and I know you a real nigga and you cool or whatever, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? If we have to drive separate cars in order for that to work, then that's what we have to do. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's whatever. But like I said, I have no problem with hanging around my motherfucking married friends and my friends in relationships. Because
the thing about it,
it's nothing. You feel what I'm saying?
They'll put you on
to
their single friends. I mean, shit. I mean, it's all good.
You know what, though?
I'll lean back again.
But you know one thing about it. I noticed that none of their wifeies ever tried to hook me up. It's a whole host of reasons why. But I mean, not even them, but I got other married friends who ain't even, it's not even that real. I got other married friends. Is it me?
Yes, obviously. You're the only common factor.
Damn you, T. Why gotta be about me? You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Hey, anyway. I'm trying to hook you up, Blue. That's messed up.
They want to set their friends up for failure.
Oh, T, that's wrong.
No, for real. That was unnecessary. Right. That shit was unfucking
necessary.
It might
be unnecessary, but
that shit was unnecessary. What the fuck you mean failure?
Hey, Key.
Wait a minute. Stop. What the fuck you trying to say, Key?
I'm just saying.
I don't need nobody to set me up with no fucking body, nigga. I'm a grown ass man. You don't gotta set me up with shit. How about that, nigga? It's me, nigga. Ask some motherfucking body, nigga. Ask about it, nigga. Ask about me, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Fuck you mean? I don't need no fucking help. Anyway, homie, next question. If your spouse has a friend and you know this bitch is a hoe, you know she a hoe, does that change your opinion about this situation? And we got one more question. But if you know she a hoe, you know she a hoe.
I know the hoe is a hoe, but my wife or whatever, she a grown woman. I know who I married, and I trust her, so it ain't going to, well, it shouldn't, have any influence on her character or her decision. She'll carry herself like the woman she is, so fuck it. Right. I mean.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wouldn't give it that.
True that. All right, next question. Last question, actually. If you are single and your married friend cheat, would you cover for him?
I done did it before, and I'll probably do it again, because it ain't none of my business.
That's what I'm talking about.
It ain't none of my business, because that's on him.
Hold on, wait a minute. I forgot to ask my other homie. Boogie.
Yeah, I'm here.
If your man friend cheat, would you goddamn have his back?
Blizz is right there.
I'm about to kill this nigga. This nigga take it too long. I'm gonna kill this nigga. What nigga? What you look like? What? What the fuck is it like?
I gotta help him. I gotta go for the team. So I gotta help.
That's right. God damn it. Real niggas do real things, motherfuckers.
Real things. Okay.
The homie from 305, I got love for you, homie, but I wholeheartedly disagree with your ass on that one. All right.
We do real things.
Next one, I got Michigan Girl on the line. I'm hanging out with the fellas. Michigan Girl, you on deck. Jana, you next. And I got time to cover both of y'all. I got 17 minutes. Michigan Girl, thanks for calling the show.
What's up?
I see Keisha F also is back on the line. Michigan Girl.
Hey,
what's up? What's up, Scrappy?
Yeah. We call her little Scrappy because she got into a fight and got put in the back of a police car for the first time at 35 goddamn years old.
We need to let that go. Let it go. Just walk away. Just let it go.
That's all right. You were fighting outside the club like you from the goddamn hood. Be proud of your hoodness. You feel what I'm saying? All right, let's get into first question. Do you think married people and single people should hang out? Why or why not?
Hell yeah, why not? I mean, y'all are people. If y'all are cool and y'all get along and y'all click and y'all got the same interest, then hell, hang out.
What if it's your spouse and one of his friends is a hoe? You know this nigga got a million hoes. He got the bachelor crib. Bitches be running in and out. They talking about they finna go over there and got them chill and watch the game.
Right. If it's my man and I trust him, because I ain't going to be with him if I trust him, go the hell on. Because, I mean, and I can say that personally because I ain't going to lie. I got some friends, a couple of them, that we've been friends since junior high school, but they some straight hoes, and they married now, but I know they But that don't affect me. What they do is them, but we have other things in common. We've been girls since way back, so, but I know they hoes, and I know just because they my friends, I'm not going to do what they do, so just because my man got a friend that's a hoe don't mean he going to do it. And if he do it, it was what he wanted to do anyway.
Touche, everybody. Fucking shay. All right, next question, Michigan girl. If you're single, do you like to hang out with your married friends? Do you like to go out with your married? I know you're single. You say you're single. I know for a fact that you're single. You said it before, unless you changed that since then. You're single. Do you like hanging out with your married friends? Do you like hanging out with your married friends? Be honest. I mean, even if they listening, you know, I mean, hey.
I don't think none of them listening. I ain't gonna lie. It used to be real cool, but like I said, I got some married friends back home, and we've been cool for a long time. And they have kind of changed up a little bit, so they ain't into, you know, some of the same things that I'm into. But we can still go out to dinner and all of that, and that's cool. But they ain't trying to do the club thing, and I respect that. So, you know, as far as doing stuff like that, we ain't going to do that. But, like, go shopping, go out to eat, go to the movies or whatever. Hang out like that. It's cool. We have a ball. We going to talk, jump, you know, do the little girly thing. And then they're going to go home to their husbands, and I'm going to either go to the club or whatever the hell I'm going to do.
What about, are there certain places that married people shouldn't be hanging? Vegas, Sin City.
Nope.
Would you let your strip clubs? You should bring that up earlier. Are there places that married people shouldn't be? What about a strip club? Let's just throw that in there. We should have been brought that up. That would have been ate up way more part of the show. That was real. What the fuck? English was that?
You had us officers on hold. You know, I still knew to my rank, and I thought I was going to get some privileges or something.
You don't put us on the back burner. I done noticed that. we the faithful.
Look, Wait a minute. All my K100 faithful people understand that y'all are the backbones and meat of the show. I know y'all gonna be here. Y'all my motherfuckers. I'm trying to build a base. I'm trying to grow the show.
I can't let
the new callers for the first time hang on as long as y'all. I know y'all gonna be there. Y'all my motherfuckers.
You know that means you taking us for granted.
I'm not taking y'all for granted.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're taking us for granted.
Your gun over here jamming and shit. I've been a snatch the pistol from you.
As long as I let a couple, I'm gonna get shot.
Killing
it. God damn it.
I don't think it's any place that a married person shouldn't go. I mean, because if you're gonna do whatever, you're gonna do it. Shit, you can do it at work, outside, at the restaurant, around the corner, at the gas station, wherever. So I don't think places like Vegas or whatever. Me and some of my friends back home, we took a trip, and some of them was married at the time, and we ain't going nowhere like Vegas or whatever, but we just went out of town, and their husbands was cool with us. Some of us was single, some of us was married, and it was like a little weekend getaway.
Because the husband had time to get his thing on, too.
You know what I mean? Y'all ain't listening. She be saying a lot of little slick, goddamn hoish stuff over here tonight. Last question. If you are single and your married friend cheat, would you cover for him?
Okay, I'm going to keep it 100. If it's my girl, I I'm gonna hold her down. I'm gonna have her back.
That's what I'm talking about. Same motherfucker fighting outside the club last week.
Yeah.
Trill shit, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't wanna tell her shit. I'm just gonna tell her like I'm gonna tell her like this. Don't get too detailed. Just be like,
This motherfucker sitting next to me, sitting over here, knowing this is recorded and trying to change her goddamn story. No, you didn't.
You said, hell no,
don't put me in your shit.
Don't put me in your shit.
Okay,
like,
well, right now you're talking about something. Yeah, just keep it, God. You know, keep it
playing.
No, nigga, you ain't say that at first. You said don't put you in it, period.
Don't put me in it, but hell,
okay, then.
She
that's
my
it.
Girl,
that's your answer. Don't put you in it. No, don't change your answer now, nigga. That ain't what you said. That ain't what you said at first.
I'm going to tell you, don't put me in your shit. First.
But if she puts you in a shit, is you gonna cover
don't
for her?
Put me in your
if
shit.
She puts you in a shit, is you gonna cover for
I
her?
I got her husband number. I'm not answering the phone.
You got a million. You got a million ways to answer the motherfucking question.
I ain't answering the phone.
You got a million ways not to answer the fucking question, Charlotte. You got a million ways not to answer the motherfucking question.
You
got a million ways not to answer the motherfucking question.
You show up at my house. You don't even know if I'm at home. I only got the one. My car stay in the garage. You don't even know if I'm there.
So you coming for your friend?
I ain't gonna lie.
Shit, man. Fuck it, man. Fuck it, man. Yeah, all right, Michigan girl, thanks for calling
I'm
the show,
avoid
baby.
It. I'm
avoiding. Okay. You hear this bullshit. You know what?
I'm avoiding.
You changed your story, Sean.
I don't want to be in your shit.
You changed your story.
No, I said
that's
I
not what you said at first.
I don't want to be in their all shit.
All right. Michigan girl,
friend.
Thanks for calling the show. Y'all might want to hang around for the after party tonight. This shit is not going nowhere.
I wouldn't put my friend in no shit like that.
I wouldn't either, but goddamn it, shit.
I ain't gonna put it
if
in.
If I do put him
I
in,
ain't gonna
and that's
lie.
My nigga,
I'll
he better goddamn
lie.
Stand the fuck up and keep his motherfucking 100.
I'll make up a bitch. I'll make up a friend before I put my real friend in the middle of some bullshit like
who is this made up bitch?
I'll be like, this bitch
I work with. You know what? Make that bitch up and I'm gonna
yeah!
mash your ass if I'm your nigga. I'm gonna mash you in that made up hoe up.
Fuck that
shit. Keisha F. and then Jenna. Jenna, stay on the line, baby. Don't go nowhere. Keisha.
Hey, what's going on?
We all the way live tonight. I got 8 minutes to get to you and Jenna, and I see the general on the line, so I'm trying to, and I see Ruby. Y'all all called at the last fucking minute. I'm going to try and make it fast.
No,
but it's not,
I've been on the whole show. You kept knocking me out or something.
Oh, no. If you ought to drop the call if you hung up, because you came back at the bottom of the list. But
no,
maybe
I think
I seen you early, but I got you.
It's cool.
No matter, we'll be at the after party. We'll address it in the after party. Stay around for the after party if I don't get to you. We'll be here. Keisha F., first fucking question, episode 105. You did? Should married people and single people hang out? And if it's your spouse, should they, are you cool with them? Especially if you know one of their friends is a hoe.
I mean, it all depends on who you married. If you trust who you married, and you should because you're married, then there shouldn't be an issue. And then at the end of the day, you can't choose whoever your friends are. Or, you know, I can't choose my mate's friends, and he can't choose my friends. So, I mean, it's going to have to be cool regardless.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's at the end of the day, if you got an issue with it, would you agree, Keisha, it's a trust issue. It has nothing to do with the friend. Yes or no?
Right, it's a trust issue because if you change from your hoes, you're going to hoes forever.
Thank you.
Everybody said that. And I mean, and I got some real life situations. I've been put in situations a couple times while I was married and even being single with friends. Like, I went out, I have two friends while I was married, whatever. My best friend, husband didn't like her. They can stand each other even to this day. And then another friend, the husbands worked together. He loved her, trusted her with his life. He didn't like me hanging out with the best friend, thinking she a hoe. She'd never do none of her whole business while I was around because she respected the fact that I was married.
Uh-huh.
The married friend, we would close down many clubs together, and she in cars with dudes. Keisha, you had too much to drink. You ain't see. You had too much to drink. And she loved some island boys. So they hit her with the patois, and she hopped in the car quick. You ain't see. Exactly. And still to this day, her husband don't know. And I mean, and honestly, I swear to God, I really believe her oldest child is not her husband's child. So that's just old man. But,
oh, damn it, man.
Damn it, man. All right.
I mean,
well, I I'm gonna hurry up and get to the last. Matter of fact, fuck it, I'm jumping to the last question on your ass. If you're single and your married friend cheat or whatever, are you gonna come for them, Keisha? You've been coming for years.
I'm not gonna.
Whoa!
I haven't been covering because he ain't never bringing it to me. He didn't never know. Her husband never came and asked me what was old girl doing. He never came and asked me. If he had asked me, I would say, look, she hopped in some car with some dude. She was in somebody else's face, because I'm going to be completely honest. And even with another friend, it wasn't even about them cheating or her doing whatever. It was about some stupid email stuff. Old girl told me, this is another friend. She was like, well, yeah, whatever. We was emailing back and forth. And this was a year before her husband came to me with the stuff. Well, you know, what were they talking about? Did she tell you about the dude? Well, yeah, she told me about the dude. But you know what? That was over a year ago. I don't know what they got going on now, but that was over a year ago. And you know what? I really believe that he thought I was giving him some bull. He didn't believe a word I was saying, because at that point he didn't trust his wife. So at the end of the day, it don't matter if I you up or if I don't. It's up to you and your husband or you and your wife to work it out. So whatever I say, I can say, well, yeah, I don't know nothing about it. He ain't going to believe me. I can say I was right there and I saw it. I know what color her lips is, and he ain't going to believe me. So it really don't make a difference. It's up to them to work through their problem.
I think that's where I'm at with my friends' wives. They just not even going to call me. They know I'm covering for my nigga, so don't waste your motherfucking call over this motherfucker. Save your minutes.
I'm not telling you. And at the end of the day, I told them all. Don't put me back in the middle of that stuff.
But Keisha, I don't agree. But Keisha, I'm finna kill you. Because you told him.
Why?
Because you told him. Man, that ain't your place. That's your homegirl, man.
I never said nothing because her husband asked me about the email business.
Right.
When he asked me about the email business, I said, yeah, over a year ago she told me that she had emailed the boy. But right now, I don't know what the situation is. So I don't think that's telling. I think that's being completely honest. If she done made a trip to Memphis and saw the dude, then that's a different story. But I don't know about it. What I know is a year ago, she told me she sent the boy an email. And you know about the email because you asking me about it. So what's being hidden?
Blue saying you should have lied, even though he already
I ain't saying lie.
No,
you
saying lie. What are you saying? If you're not saying to lie, you tell her don't be honest.
I don't know shit. Fuck it. I ain't gonna do that. All right. Last question, Keisha. I'm gonna try to catch one more call before the damn after party. You single? You like to hang around married people? Matter of fact, let me change that one.
It don't make a difference.
All right. That, I understand that. What about? Do you feel like are there certain places married people shouldn't be going, like Vegas or on cruises together?
You know why I think we're gonna do, because this is what's coming up. But I mean, at the end, I think that it doesn't matter where you are, like everybody else said, you're gonna do what you're gonna do regardless. And then if I'm with somebody and you decide, hey, me and the boys gonna go do whatever, as long as when I say, hey, me and the girls gonna do whatever, I don't get no flack. I don't care where you go. As long as when I get ready to go do me, you let me handle my business. Give me my stack and let me go on about my business.
Whoa! Hold the fuck up! Wait a minute! Fuck that shit! Give you your what? You better take your own fucking goddamn stack.
We gonna take your money.
Oh, motherfucking bullshit right there.
Hey, I mean, if I help you on your trip, you help me on mine.
If I help you put back to your trip, you help me put back to mine. Mm-mm. Fuck all that help shit. I ain't finna, you know what? I tell you what. Unless you a goddamn housewife that don't work or whatever, I ain't giving you shit. Take your ass out and goddamn trick off with your friends on your own dime.
Why I gotta be tricking off?
I don't know what the hell you're doing.
And neither she.
Hey, you're right.
That's, I took my own damn money.
Maybe.
All right, I did it. I'm moving on.
Tricking off on her.
But if you're married, it's supposed to be us and ours.
Now it's us and ours. I'm hitting the bank up.
What, nigga? Okay, hey, who?
Hey, you know what? This motherfucker over here talking so goddamn much shit. All right, I got 2 minutes, but we're gonna have an after party because we got some other shit to address. But let me go ahead Let me go ahead and give everybody the disclaimer. General, I'm going to get to you and Jenna in the after party and everybody else who haven't talked. I got 90 seconds on the live show. Okay, everybody, if you're listening to me live via the internet, you must call right now, 347-934-0966. And Ruby, I see you too, Ruby. I'm going to open up everybody's mic. You got to call 347-934-0966. If you're already on the line, you good. You feel what I'm saying? You're going to be a part of the after party. You don't have to worry about calling the show. But if you want to be a part of the after party, the live streaming of the show, the internet part of the show, we only schedule 2 hours. And I can go over that an hour, but it has to be offline. But my phone lines will continue to go on and stay on. You feel what I'm saying? So, with that being said, 347-934-0966 is the number to call into the show. Immediately after the after party, though, I will go to Jana, General, and I'm going to open up Ruby's line. I'm going to make sure they get their one-on-one time, and then we'll open up the free-for-all. You feel what I'm saying? We can discuss. Huh? Nah, I'm going to get to him. So we got 31 seconds. Everybody listen to me live via the internet. Thanks for tuning into the show. I'm getting ready to run the background, the outro music. And if you want to, you got 20 seconds to call 347-934-0966. And then hang on for the after party. Damn you, Puffy. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. We're here for the after party for episode 105. This is the part of the show where you can only be on the phone lines and actually talk. I'm opening up Ruby's mic real quick, and I'm also opening up Ruby. I'm just going to go ahead and open up your mic so you can be on deck. You feel what I'm saying? I'm also getting ready to go to Jana. You feel what I'm saying? And Jana, and then I'm going to the General. General, I'm going to go ahead and open up your mic up too, honey. Jana.
Hey, Blizzum.
What's going on? What's happening? Thanks for calling the show, babies. I had my phone line was really full tonight, and I just simply could not get to everybody. And after I take Jenna and the General and Ruby, I will open up the free for all, and we can have at it. Okay. First of all, Jenna, episode 305. Also, General, I got some mic.
105.
Fuck. 105. He got a
bitch in Miami. That's 305.
I do got one down there.
Hey, Blizzum, I meant to call in sooner, but I had to get it in, so you know how it goes.
Damn it, Jenna.
I was listening the whole damn time. I was scared to push one.
What the hell you scared of, Ruby?
Wrong topic for me.
All right, so anyway, Jana, first question, I'm going to get to you, and I'm going to go ahead and do the General and everybody, and I'm opening up the free-for-all. Real quick, Jana, do you think married people and single people should hang out?
I don't see why not. They were friends before. Why not still be friends? And even though they became friends and whatnot, like, I don't see what the problem should be.
What if that's your man and one of his partners is a known hoe? You know, he got plenty of bitches, plenty of money, opportunity. He got it. He stayed with some hoes over at the crib. When you go over there, there'll be a number of stripper bitches over there. What about then?
Like really? Like
I'm just saying.
If that peer pressure was really, really that serious, like then where was the trust in the beginning? Like where was the love? Like where was the, you know what I'm saying? Like if you didn't have that, if you didn't have any of that before, it takes a little ass shaking or a little fucking pussy in your face to make you fuck up, then it wasn't there to begin with, so.
Yeah, that's all it takes for some of them.
You know what? I'm not even, I can't even, I ran out of bullets with you tonight, but still. Next motherfucking question, Jana. All right, well, do you feel like there are some places that single people shouldn't be hanging with married people and single people shouldn't be together? Should they be able to go out to Vegas and kick it with their single friends and, you know, it doesn't even matter?
Nah, it doesn't even fucking matter. Why should it?
Okay. All right. I mean, that's pretty much where I'm at, because a motherfucking hoe going to be a hoe. Now, if you single, when you were single, I know you got a dude now, but when you were single, did you like to hang out with married people?
I was never really single, though, so...
Yeah, you've been on lock from day one. You've been dick whipped for a long time. That nigga, he had you off the rip. He was fucked you up. You all fucked up. I hope you just make sure you work it out, baby, because you're going to be fucked up if you leave. Work it out. Whatever you do, work it out. That's all I can tell you.
I'll be straight regardless, one way or another. I'm still going to do me.
And that goes to my last question. If you are single and your friend cheating and she married, would you cover for them? It's your homegirl now. It's your girl.
Okay, she with them? Is she just like with them? Like, you know.
Listen, you single, but your married friend cheating and she married, god damn it. Are you gonna tell on her? Are you gonna give her up? Simple question.
I wouldn't tell on her.
All right, because you trill.
Think about it. She had to think about it.
That's all right. As long as she got it right in the end, god damn it. She got it right in the end. You don't tell on your motherfucking friends. If the goddamn spouse call your phone, if you notice the number, goddamn it, don't answer. And goddamn it, whatever the fuck. The only time I would give a nigga a pass for fucking a nigga up is if this nigga didn't even warn you or tell you mixed up in the lie and they call you. And you don't even know what the fuck the lie is, you might have to be like, man, I you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You didn't kill him. He killed his damn stupid ass self. Goddamn, not letting you know what the fuck he got going on. If you done put you
I'm glad I don't have no friends.
What you mean?
You got that right.
You got friends like us. Your homegirl ain't finna tell your motherfucking husband you out here sucking another nigga dick either. Why you acting?
I ain't gonna be out there doing it. She ain't gonna tell her.
It don't matter. Listen, man. Never. You know what? Your homegirl ain't gonna tell on you either. And you know it.
I ain't gonna put her in that situation.
I don't give a fuck if you put her in that situation. She ain't gonna do it if you do. And you know it. So why you act like you got a problem with people who ain't gonna do it?
I ain't said I got a problem with it. I just said I wouldn't. I just said don't put me in your...
If they do.
I got my friend husband number, so I'm gonna see if she calls.
Oprah and Dr. Phil, ladies.
I'm not answering.
What'd you say, Ruby?
Oprah and Dr. Phil.
Fuck Oprah.
I will see you.
Fuck that hoe. Fuck Oprah. Me and Oprah not cool. If you like Oprah, hang up. Rat fucking down, nigga. Hang up. All right, Janice. Thanks. Let me close your mic real quick. I'm going to the general, and then I'm opening up the free-for-all. General.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man? You know, thanks for calling the show, man. I'm sorry I couldn't get to you, but I just had way too many on the line.
That's probably working.
No, I ain't
know,
man. I got damn... Shit, my second night on the night shift, man. I'm trying to get used to it, man. I'm trying to get used to it.
You don't got to answer the key.
That's what I did. Ain't nobody paying no damn attention.
Yeah.
Hey, brother.
All right, so check this out, homie. First question, do you think, and you married, so you can answer a lot of this from a perspective that my other homie could. Do you think married people should hang out with single people, for instance, if you're married people? Why or why not? What if it was your wife and you know she got a homegirl that's a hoe? You want her hanging out with her? You got a problem with it? What you think?
Oh, yeah, man. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? You know, if they married a single, that ain't got nothing to do. That don't say nothing about who they are as a person. You know what I'm saying? I like to hang around somebody that's genuine, a real goddamn person who ain't fake. So I don't care if you're married, goddamn, or do whatever it is you do. I'm hanging out with you because you my folk, probably because you were my folk before I got married and all that. So me getting married shouldn't have shit to do with it, really.
All right. So you don't mind if your wife hanging around with one of her hoe-ass friends?
No, not really, man. I mean, shit. Her friend was hoes before we got married. They're going to be hoes after. You know what I'm saying? And if she want to goddamn go out and do that, then that's a decision she going to have to make.
All right.
If she want to be a hoe, I mean, ain't nothing I can do about that. I think people will be worrying about what they spouse and other people. They ain't got a lot of business. If you got your own business and a whole lot of shit on your plate, you ain't got time for that bullshit. I ain't got time for it.
All right. True that. All right, next question, homie. Next question. When you were single, did you like to hang around married people?
When I was single, man, I ain't really know too many married folk. I ain't had really no married folk, man. Not really. So, I couldn't even tell you, man. I got married kind of early myself, so, you know what I'm saying? At 22, 23, one too many of us married.
Right.
So.
Okay. I understand that. Well, let me get to the last question then. The meat and potatoes question that everybody got a problem with. If you're single and one of your married friends cheat, would you cover for him?
Oh, yeah, I ain't finna snitch. Keisha needs some bullets for that goddamn teller. That's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, my God, she talking about she wanna, I'm gonna be eyes and this and that. If you know what I'm saying, for you to say that means any question anybody's ever asked you, you're gonna answer and you're gonna be completely honest. And you ain't never did that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So how you gonna try to do that because somebody else somebody asked you about somebody else? If you ain't gonna be 100 about your situation,
exactly.
Just say you don't know. That ain't lying, or say you ain't. You know what? I don't want to get in it. That ain't lying. I just saying I don't want to be in it.
Exactly. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Stop. That ain't no need to tell. You know what I'm saying? That's
you know what?
To me.
Matter of fact, pleading the fifth officially. If you feel like you're a punk motherfucker and you're gonna tell on your motherfucking friend, don't even do that with your punk ass, goddamn it. All you motherfucking need to do is plead the motherfucking fifth. You don't know
that's
what.
It.
What? I mean, at least do that. Don't sit there and say, no, he wasn't with me. Be like, man, why is you calling my phone with all the men? Look, man, whatever the hell, however they take that goddamn shit right there, you feel what I'm saying? However they take it, then they can always say, well, he ain't tell me nothing. At least you wasn't a motherfucking bitch and told. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
exactly.
But exactly.
Look, just be like, man, wait a minute. Why is you calling me checking for your motherfucking goddamn man? Why is you calling my phone asking me some shit like that? Look here, man, don't involve me in that shit. Keep that motherfucking shit moving. That's all the fuck your motherfucking punk ass got a motherfucking
that's
say.
It.
You feel the urge to snitch on your motherfucking friend with your punk ass. Right. I'm helping you out. K100 style with your punk ass. Stop snitching on your goddamn friends. Just goddamn it, tell them you don't want to be in the shit.
That's why niggas ain't got friends
friend
no more, man.
Snitch.
Ain't no more friends.
A real
you feel
friend
what I'm saying?
Snitch.
Fuck you doing snitching. Now, Ruby, what you got to say, Ruby?
I said a real friend wouldn't snitch.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what? I got dementia.
Right. You feel what I'm saying? All right. Everybody is open. Ruby, did you have anything that you want to add on the one-on-one before I open up the phone line? Did you want to answer any questions?
Like, the only reason why I push one because you said something about the strip club. Hell, I don't give a damn where you go, but shit, if you go to the strip club, I want to go too because I like lap dances.
All right, I'm opening up the fucking phone line. LL, the homie from the 910, Keisha, Jana, please mute your background if you're driving or anything. Please roll up your window. I gotta call Shay back in. I gotta dial Shay back in, but when I dial Shay in, my whole shit's gonna disappear when I dial out. So I gotta open up Michigan girl. Osmosis Jones and T. Lewis.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody, I gotta dial Shay back out because when I do that,
I can't. Shay, this damn new phone ain't working.
All right,
I can't really say too much about the subject because I mean my relationship we had a cool ass marriage, so I can't really say anything about it.
What you mean?
Yeah, they just brought the extra folks home. You ain't got to worry about them.
Yeah. Don't cheat on me. Cheat with me. Shit like that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, we did. We did take separate vacations. Yes, we did. It's just the whole trust thing. If I don't trust you, then I should be with you. That's why I left her when she cheated. When I fell.
All right, you're on the air, Shay.
All right, thank you.
All right. So Shay's back on the line. All right, everybody's on the line. If you're okay, 100 right now, you're back.
I was trying.
Damn, T-Mobile. I was like, damn it, man.
Oh, that was my fault. You know I got a new phone. I don't totally know how to work it. I thought I had fucked some shit up, and I was like, I can't hang up, because then I'm going to get kicked out, too.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, the whole thing about when I do that dial-out shit, it wipes out my call queue. And so that's why I don't like to dial people back out. So now I can't, I have to open up, I can't even control the show right now. So if the mic is on, the mic is on, and I can't turn it off. So please keep your fucking background to a minimum, please, for the sake of the show, because once I dial somebody out, it knocks me off the goddamn system, okay? All right. So, but Shay's my homegirl, so I did it for Shay. You feel me? I do it for the K100 faithful, but I won't do it for an average motherfucker.
That's,
that fucks up my
just because he kept
board.
Y'all on hold so long, so he's going to try to make up for it.
I'm not even going
to
bother.
I was about to say, don't even reach your hands towards me. Trying to kill me again.
Anyway, okay, everybody. So we're back. Anybody got anything they want to address about what we talked about tonight? Everybody?
I have a question, but, like, I know probably about, like, 99.9% of people that will probably agree. But what if your homegirls or associate, you know, his man or woman tried to get at you? Would you tell?
Hell yeah, I tell.
You said it's your fan tail with your snitch
ass. Because, I mean, hey, if he was trying to get, no, because, I mean, that's just a true friend. I mean, why not? Because he could turn around and say something while it was me that was trying to hit on him.
Exactly. That's what happened.
You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, I'd rather tell her before anything.
And I was like, this nigga was just trying to talk to me like the other day. And I knew, but when he started trying to talk to her, that he was trying to holler at me. But I wasn't saying it because I'm like, nigga, I ain't finna kick it with you. So she was actually considering it. And so I didn't even say nothing at first. But when he came to me again after I knew he was really, really trying to kick it with her, I was like, you know, he just tried to holler at me the other day. But he was like, oh, you know, I just be playing with her. I've been playing with her like that for years and blah, blah, blah. And so. Come to find out, like I told her. Then she went back and told him that I told her. And so
oh,
I was like,
that bitch.
Yeah. She went and told him that I told her. So he's like, oh, no, I just was playing with her. I was like, you know, if you want to believe that bullshit, go ahead. But I bet y'all won't pick that shit up.
So LT, so you told her before or after you gave him some head?
Oh, stop. No, you're wrong for that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get the information. I'm trying to get all the information.
You're wrong for that.
Check this fuck shit out, all right? A couple months back, it was my birthday, and so, you know, me and my kids, we went to go spend a few nights at my homegirl's house, right? Well, one of the nights, we were getting ready to go to this concert. I was all pumped up, restless. I couldn't sleep all night. She said, you know, come to my bed, whatever. And sleep.
Uh-oh.
Because he has his own damn room, so I wasn't tripping. So
huh?
I
this
go sound
like some white Jenna. This sound like some Jenna. I'm telling you right now, Jenna. This sound like some white shit. We can't relate. None of this shit you got to say. Jenna, stop doing that, Jenna.
Interesting. Let's go ahead.
Go ahead, Jenna. Let's stop you.
Yeah, let's hit it.
I go
sleep. Hold on.
Let me pop my popcorn.
I go to sleep.